All right, say you've got too many windows open and you want to focus on one. Just grab the one you want, shake it, and... I'm a PC. This is how it's done.
Administration official says President Obama will propose Congress pass new legislation that limits the size and complexity of financial institutions to keep them from taking the kind of risks that led to the financial meltdown. Uwe Reinhardt is an economic professor at Princeton.
The banks will scream bloody murder, but they asked for it. It is just simply unacceptable that they could run gambling casinos and, when they place bad bets, threaten to blow up the economy.
The official says the proposal would also limit the size and complexity of trading of stocks, bonds, and options. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, the White House.
In earthquake-stricken Haiti, the fight for survival goes on, along with sifting through the rubble for pieces of shattered lives. The Haitian government says the number of people left homeless by the quake has risen to 2 million. But slowly, people are trying to resume some semblance of a normal life amid the ruins.
I'm Peter King in Port-au-Prince. If you're looking for radios, batteries, even hats with fake New York Yankee emblems, you can find them here at this marketplace next to the main bus stop. This woman has been cooking up food. The menu?
Fried rice with bean and some with berries.
Through our interpreter, Ricardo, she says a big plateful is about $1.50. She's succeeded where some of the supply lines haven't, getting into the inner city to feed hungry Haitians.
And relief operations are going on without let-up. KNX reporter Andrew Mollenbeck rode along on a military helicopter from the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base.
We had with us 5 pallets of water bottles, each stacked 6 high, to land in Port-au-Prince and make the delivery. When we got off the helicopter, the scene was absolutely incredible. Hundreds, maybe over 1,000 Haitians there just to watch the delivery, maybe even dream about getting some of that water.
Fresh from his stunning election victory in Massachusetts Tuesday, Senator-elect Scott Brown is expected to begin a round of meetings with his soon-to-be Senate colleagues. The Republicans' win has thrown Democratic plans for health care into turmoil. CBS News correspondent Nancy Korda says it's prompting some to rethink just how hard they want to push reform.
Several Democrats told us what they'd really like to do is put health care on the back burner for now and focus on what it seems Americans are truly worried about, and that's jobs.
Well, when it comes to protecting themselves online, millions of Americans are handing hackers a digital key. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
When it comes to computer passwords, we haven't learned much.
The sequence of 1 to 6 is the most popular.
And in a scan of 32 million passwords stolen by a hacker, security specialist Amakai Shulman found scores of other easy-to-crack combinations like ABC123 and password. He says on sites where we have money or other key information,
do choose a password that is hard to crack.
He suggests a catchphrase easy for you to remember but hard for a hacker. Nick.
Water-weary Southern Californians are girding for another slam by Mother Nature today. As CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles, the area has been battered all week long.
The latest storm hit with a vengeance. A steady, powerful rain that turned portions of some streets into small rivers. But the big fear never developed. There were major mudslides in areas burned during last year's wildfires. Hundreds of homes in order to leave their homes, but many are just staying put.
Now we're keeping an eye on the weather. We're on our hill, the water.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little pissant.
Just shut up, will you?
You shut up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
It's now official. Conan O'Brien leaving NBC, walking away with $44 million. Deal announced just this morning. And I hereby announce that I will walk away from this show at any time. Dow Global wants to pay me $44 million. Today, tomorrow, Monday, put it on the table. We won't have a fight. Hey, hello, everybody. As much as I love being with you, and I'm happy to be with you today and glad you're there with us here on the Bill Press Show, this Thursday edition of the Bill Press Show, January 21, 2010, coming to you live all the way across the great United States of America, coast to coast from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the heart of the action. And giving you a chance to comment, not only talking about the big stories of the day, giving you a chance to comment as well at 866-55-PRESS. That's our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. Your way to join the Bill Press Show, the official morning show of the Obama generation. Some good, exciting photos for you that I took yesterday in the East Room of the White House with the President and the First Lady, both hosting a reception and a little kind of pep talk for people involved in mentoring. This is National Mentoring Month, and there's a big program centered in cooperation with several organizations around Washington, D.C., and across the country at the White House. And so the President and First Lady celebrated that program yesterday. I was there, got some photos for you. And also our free podcast today you can find up at BillPressShow.com is our conversation in this hour yesterday with Lieutenant Governor Tim Murray from the state of Massachusetts. So check out the website all the time. And while you're there, if you don't have your own podcast subscription and unable to hear the entire show every day, which many of you are not, well, the way to rectify that, get your own podcast subscription. You can download the show in through iTunes and listen to it anytime at your convenience, any part of the show you might have missed. Again, all of that available at BillPressShow.com. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, what do you say, guys?
Hey now.
Bill.
Glad to have you here. Glad you're here. Otherwise, God, I'd have to run the board myself and answer calls myself. And whoa, man. Oh, God, I'm telling you. And there is some breaking news this morning on the political front. John Edwards giving a statement to NBC's Today Show that after 2 years of denials, he is admitting now that he is the father of that little two-year-old girl, the daughter of his former mistress, Riel Hunter. Her name is Frances Quinn Hunter. His statement says simply, quote, "I am Quinn's father. I will do everything in my power to provide her with the love and support she deserves. It was wrong for me ever to deny she was my daughter." That's not what he said back on August 8, 2008.
"I know that it's not possible that this child could be mine because of the timing of events. So I know it's not possible. Happy to take a paternity test and would love to see it happen."
Happy to take a paternity test.
I was really looking forward to seeing him on an episode of Maury. You know those ones where Maury Povich goes out and says, John Edwards, you are the father.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got his own little episode of it today. Probably not a happy day around the Edwards household today.
Let me ask you a question. Does this help or hurt John Edwards by coming out and admitting it? No, but I mean, I think the idea is that he thinks he can now that he's admitted everything, he can sort of move on, right?
It's too late to help.
Yeah.
And it's probably too late to hurt anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's just one more sad episode in the fall and self-destruction of John Edwards. Totally, totally, totally. Okay, so we will be talking to, by the way, very excited. Howard Dean's going to be joining us a little bit later in this hour. Man, we need some leadership here. Howard Dean's been providing a lot of it on healthcare. What direction does he think we should go in now? We'll talk to the good doctor a little bit later, and we'll kick off this hour going down to the White House on the first anniversary, well, one year and one day now, of the Obama administration, talking to White House Deputy Press Secretary Bill Burton. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Conan O'Brien still wants more severance money for his staff, $600,000 to be precise. Sources state that NBC is willing to rubber stamp a request, provided that it's O'Brien's last as he exits the Peacock network. NBC has reportedly already offered $4.5 million to his executive producer and an additional $7.5 million total in severance to the rest of the staff.
Yeah, but this $44 million he's got, I mean, that's the deal. That must include the money he wanted for his staff. Right?
Right? Yeah. That's the whole severance pack for the whole Conan O'Brien team.
And he wants
more. Ain't coming back for any more. Or he's not getting it if he does.
David Hasselhoff is officially heading to reality TV. E! News reporting that A&E is confirmed with a reality series starring the Hoff. It will debut sometime this year. The currently untitled show runs for 10 episodes, follows him trying to help his two teenage daughters make it as singing acts.
Well, he ought to talk to Scott Brown, because he has a daughter who was an American Idol. So, you know, they could... Right? And who's available?
Both of his daughters are available.
Both of them.
And even the nation's most recognizable piece of real estate is not immune to the housing crash. The White House's estimated value has dropped from $308 million to $292.5 million. An estimate from real estate site Zillow.com, which bases its guess on the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue address's historical value, physical features, and housing performance in the local Washington, D.C. market. The 5.1% drop is in step with national trends in the last year.
You're not telling us the White House is on the market, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just giving you the value.
Just wanted to be sure. Pretty nice place.
I wouldn't mind.
12 minutes after the hour, I'll tell you, it's not only a nice place, it is a busy place these days, as I can tell you, being down there as often as I am, but they're dealing, the president and the staff, dealing with health care, of course, continuing to deal with jobs, continuing to lead the efforts, the rescue efforts in Haiti, and now they got this little problem called Massachusetts to deal with. Lots going on at the White House. We wanted to check in on with the Deputy White House Press Secretary, Bill Burton. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us this morning.
Bill, good morning. I'm nervous, though, because if the White House is losing value, what does that mean for our home?
On Capitol Hill, that's right. Hey, Bill, before we get into the big issues of the day, activity at the White House is mentoring, the mentoring program. I was there yesterday for that little celebration, and I noticed that you were in the audience as one of the White House mentors. So, I mean, just tell us about it. Is there one boy that you work with?
Is that how it works? Yeah, there is one kid. His name's Andrew. He goes to Duluth High School in Southeast, and there's about 20 of us who are paired up with young men in the area, and we do some things in group settings. Like we did a big service activity on Monday. We went to a local elementary school, Farabee, down in Southeast, and painted the inside, all the classrooms,
brighter colors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which is pretty cool. And Andrew's a good guy, and I'm going to try to talk to him a little bit about, you know, what kind of possibilities are out there for him.
And like, do you play sports or take him to movies or museums, or what's the program?
Well, it just started.
I guess it differs with everybody, doesn't it?
That's right. And I want to make sure that he has a full understanding of the White House, what we do here, sort of how I came to be working here. Mm-hmm. And he's in 11th grade, and there aren't a lot of folks in his life who went to college, so I want to help show him sort of a pathway there, and if that's the thing that he thinks is best for him.
It's a great program, and it's good that the president and the first lady are both so supportive of it. So yesterday, noon yesterday, was the first anniversary of President Obama taking the oath of office. Why wasn't there some celebration of the, why did the White House decide not to have a party or whatever?
You know, it's one of those things where it's worth noting mentally, I guess, but to regular folks who are watching the ins and outs of what happens here at the White House and the issues that are important to the president, I don't think that commemorating a year anniversary is worth the time. Now, off hour, some of us got together and talked about what happened over the course of the year, but
yeah.
At the White House, we're just focused on trying to get the things done that Barack Obama was sent here to do.
Well, of course, when you did reflect on the past year, is it safe to say that you found it harder? The job from the president on down, that the job is harder than you thought it might be? And are you kind of proud of what you accomplished or feel, what's the mood that people feel they could have done more?
Well, I think anybody who looks back at a year of their last thinks they could have done things a little differently or done a little bit more. But when you look back at everything that we were up against this year, things that we had no idea that we would have to deal with, and a lot of stuff that the president certainly didn't campaign on.
Yeah.
Like, bringing the auto industry back from the brink, bringing the financial industry back from the brink.
Vacancy on the Supreme Court.
On the Supreme Court, a whole series of different things. But then you add in the things that we were able to accomplish that the president promised that he would do, that he did deliver on, like Lilly Ledbetter so that women get equal pay for equal work, SCHIP, mm-hmm. 11 million more kids getting health insurance. National service program, on and on and on. The president is proud of everything that we did. But, you know, one of the interesting things that he said in his interview with George Stephanopoulos yesterday was that for everything that we've had to do this year and everything that we've taken on, it has been hard and it's been busy, but the president is more optimistic than he's ever been because for all the things that the American people have been through, the fact that we made it through such a tough year, the president's confident that we can take on the challenges of 2010 with the same hope and optimism that we went into 2009 with.
Yet some people are saying, well, some Republicans are saying, and some of the reporters at the briefing, you and I were there yesterday, seemed to imply that the vote in Massachusetts on Tuesday is a repudiation of the first year of President Obama. How do you respond to that?
I think that there's a lot of reasons that we didn't win that race in Massachusetts, and obviously I wish we were talking about a different result there because I think that Martha Coakley was certainly closer to where the president is ideologically than Scott Brown, but he ran a very good campaign, and this was an us-versus-them election, and in an us-versus-them election, Scott Brown did a much better job of being the us, and Martha Coakley unfortunately ended up the them. And I think that there's a lot of anger and frustration out there, and there's a lot of anxiety and pressure that middle-class families are facing that the president knows all too well because those are the same sort of pressures and forces that got him into office in 2008. So we certainly hear voters that they're anxious and that the economy is in rough shape and needs strengthening and folks need jobs, and that's what the president's focused on, and that's what we're going to be focused on this year.
Senator-elect Scott Brown is making he's coming to Washington today, may already be here, his first visit to Washington since being elected to the United States Senate. Are there any plans for the president and Senator-elect Brown to meet?
I'm sure they will at some point. There's nothing on the schedule today, at last check, for him to come in. But I'm sure that they'll meet at some point. The president looks forward to working with Democrats and Republicans this next year, and somebody who's obviously an energetic candidate, and will likely be an energetic senator.
Well, Bill Burton, our guest, Deputy White House Press Secretary. Bill, thanks again for the time. Now, yesterday, this discussion about Scott Brown gets to an issue that dominated the briefing yesterday, which was bipartisanship. You know, when the president promised he was going to change the tone, and he hasn't been able to. He's tried, hasn't been able to. And a lot of reporters were saying, so isn't this the time to get back to bipartisanship? Bill, I didn't get a question in yesterday, so I want to ask you the question I was going to ask Robert Gibbs, if I have, which is, the president has tried, I think, more than anybody else, and he's been stabbed in the back every time he's tried. He hasn't gotten a Republican vote on anything, right, on the floor. So isn't it time to admit that with this gang, bipartisanship doesn't work, and we just, Democrats, maybe reluctantly, are going to have to do it all themselves?
Well, early in the year, Republicans made a strategic decision then. They were just going to oppose everything.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
Right. And on health care, on the stimulus, on issue after issue, there was a chorus of no's. There were people like DeMint saying that we need to defeat health care, not on policy issues, but so that we can politically damage the president.
They didn't even vote for cash for clunkers, for God's sakes.
Right. They held up things like unemployment insurance. But if you listen to what they said yesterday, you heard Boehner and Cantor and others say that they want to be involved in the process. They want to be bipartisan. The president's not going to close the door on them. We obviously come to this clear-eyed, knowing how 2009 went. But the American people do want us to work together in Washington. And the president thinks that if you let in all the different ideas, you can come up with good solutions. But he's not giving up on bipartisanship, and I don't think that you'll see him do that anytime.
Do you think it's a little bit like Lucy and the football? You know, the Charlie Brown, every year he counted on Lucy holding the football. That's
well, like you said, it's we come to this clear-eyed. We know how they were last year, and we're going to know sort of what they're capable of doing. But if they want to work together, we're still willing to work together.
And one final thing that I know we have to let you go, but the president talked to George Stephanopoulos about yesterday, and he admitted that in terms of health care, back to health care, that maybe you all have fallen down a little bit in communicating with the American people why health care is so important, and that ended up with a result in Massachusetts. Do you plead guilty in any little fashion there?
Well, I think that if you look back at how all this went, like I said earlier, in your very first question, there's always things you look back and think maybe you could have done things a little bit differently or done a little bit more of. And the president does think that it's important that the people know exactly how health care reform is going to affect them, how it's going to bring down costs, how it'll get folks insured, and how it'll bring stability to health care overall. That's one of our challenges here, and the president firmly believes that if you make the case, if you make sure that people know exactly what's in it for them and what's in it for the economy, that they're for it. And polling bears that out. When you ask people about the individual elements of it, people are all for it. And even in the latest NBC poll, when folks were asked on the specific elements, do you think healthcare reform will make things better for costs, for the uninsured, for the industry as a whole, people think yes. So we've got a case that we've got to make. We've got a Congress that we've got to work with in order to get the best possible solution. And the president is still committed to getting it done because the challenge presented by rising premiums and the uninsured didn't go away just because Scott Brown got elected. They're still urgent challenges, and the president intends to take them on.
All right. Final word, Bill Burton, beware of bipartisanship. All right. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time. I'll see you a little later at the White House.
Okay.
All right. Bill Burton, Deputy White House Press Secretary.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or a brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 1-800-987-8801. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and over $300 of additional free gifts and upgrades with your paid purchase. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-987-8801. 1-800-987-8801. That's 1-800-987-8801.
Prices after rebate. HD access and equipment required. Offers end 2-8-10. New customers only on approved credit. Credit card required to the condition supply. $100 back via DirecTV Visa prepaid card issued by Medivac. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
Hey, sports fans. Get the most out of your flat screen with DirecTV. Watch 8 different sports channels at the same time. Live on your TV. Last chance to get over 150 channels for just $29.99 a month for a full year. Plus, ask about a free HD DVR upgrade. Call 888-DIRECTV. Last chance to get 2009 pricing. Plus, $100 back. Call now. 888-DIRECTV.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance, and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Scott O'Sullivan of the O'Sullivan Law Firm. There are things that you need to know if you are hurt in an accident. Like if the other driver's insurance company calls to ask you questions about the accident, do not give them permission to record the call. They will find a way to use it against you. For more tips on what to do after an accident, find me at O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. That's O'Sullivan-Law-Firm.com. Or call me at 303-388-5304.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The flavor, it's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
27 minutes after the hour. Howard Dean coming up in the next segment of the Bill Press Show. Lots of calls on health care and where Democrats ought to go from here. David, called him from Atlanta. Hey, David, welcome. David.
Bill Burton is... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bill Burton's out of touch. The American people want jobs. They want access to the educational system. They want access to the healthcare system. You know, they want to keep and hold their jobs. They want to put food on the table, pay their mortgages. They don't want... They're not interested in bipartisanship as a goal.
Well, I agree.
That's out of touch.
I'll tell you what, they're not going to get there through bipartisanship. It's not going to work. We've seen that. Jeff in Minneapolis. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Bill. Bill, I'm beginning to wonder if the president is in total denial, or is he just such a corporocrat that he does not realize that what he's done. You know, the Republicans had never had any intention on working with him. They have not worked with him. And when is he going to realize that we need to go out and govern, not submit to the will of the Republican Party?
Amen to that, Jeff. Amen. The Republicans will never work with Obama. They've made that clear. He ought to just forget about them.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Is your car payment dragging you down? Are you struggling to pay too many bills and need more cash? How would you like to save thousands of dollars a year on your car payments for free? The specialists at Guidian want to help you cut your monthly car payments for free. They can help you modify your current high-interest loan or find other options to save you money fast. There is no cost or obligation to find out more. Guidian gives you several options to save money on your monthly car payments. In fact, they will help you find the best solution for your individual financial situation. You can save as much as 50% on your car payments. Call for free information now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919. Don't wait until the bank takes your car. Get more room in your budget now and save thousands of dollars a year in high-interest car payments. For free information, information about this revolutionary free service, call now. 800-257-5919. That's 800-257-5919.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund. Guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Look, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but doing my taxes just scares me. I just don't get it. Too many forms. Ifs, buts, and when this, then that form. And I really needed my tax refund fast. So I did my taxes at eFile.com. No math, no tax forms to choose from. And best of all, my 1040 Easy Return was free at eFile.com. Huh, now they call me the 1040 Easy Girl. Ouch.
Visit eFile.com. Less taxing, more yours. Done at eFile.com.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles. Brands like GE, Maytag, and LG are more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off Energy Star appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast on this Thursday, January 21, and brought to you by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We all live better thanks to the good work of the men and women of the Teamsters Union under President Jim Hoffa. For more information, visit their website at www.teamster.org. Okay, we're hearing lots of stuff all over the place in the wake of Tuesday's victory for the Republicans in Massachusetts. Some people are saying health care is now dead, and others are saying, no, it's not dead. Some Democrats saying we got to move forward. Others are saying, no, we got to go back to the drawing board. What the hell's going on? What we need is some leadership, somebody to lead us out of this mess. And I've got an idea. Here he is, a former Democratic National Chairman, former presidential candidate, former governor of Vermont, Dr. Howard Dean. Hey, Howard, good morning. Help, help, help. SOS here.
Well,
where do we... First, here's what. I want to start you with an email, okay, Howard? Okay, this came in this morning. We announced you were going to be here with us. From Ann Lamb. I think she's out in Colorado. Bill, I wonder if Howard Dean would consider taking over again as Democratic chairman of the National Party. We Democrats have got to wake up. Are you ready to lead us out of this mess?
Well, we'll have to see about that. Look, first of all, in order to understand what we ought to do, you ought to understand what happened.
Thank you.
Democracy for America and a couple of other progressive organizations, I think Move On was one, and I think the Progressive Congressional Caucus, or it was something like that, was one of them, did an overnight poll in Massachusetts. They found that 18% of Scott Brown's vote were Obama voters.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, the 80% preferred a public option, 3-2. By 3-2, they thought that the bill didn't go far enough. Then they polled Obama voters who didn't vote in the election. 6-1 for the public option, 80% thought the bill didn't go far enough. So my argument is that this was not a right-wing revolution. This was a revolution against Washington, against people who said they were going to change things. And what they've seen for a year is the health insurance companies writing the health care bill. They've seen Wall Street get minimal slaps on the wrist. They haven't seen the kind of change they hoped to see.
And they've seen Democrats.
And it's not all, you know, I don't lay this at the feet of President Obama. I mean, the Republicans have done nothing, but we've let them get away with it. We're just not tough enough. And George Bush, had he been president of the United States and wanted a health care bill, would have had it on his desk in 6 months because he would have run through reconciliation. It would have been the bill he wanted. Instead, we diddled around with folks like Ben Nelson and Joe Lieberman, who had no intention of passing a comprehensive health care bill. And, you know, in some ways, I don't really mean it the way it's going to come out, because I like Martha Coakley and I think she would have been a great senator. But in some ways, we really never had 60 senators to begin with. And if we hadn't thought we had, we would have been much more realistic about how to get this bill done.
Boy, I agree with everything you said. And also, back on the Bush thing, remember, he got the Bush tax cut through in like 6 weeks, right, or 2 months or something like that, through reconciliation.
Right, that's right.
He didn't play around with Democrats. He didn't try to get any broad consensus or anything. He just shoved it through, right?
Right. And so we
refused to do that.
As you know, Bill, inside the Beltway is just a snake pit. And, you know, inside the Beltway, those who say don't know and those who know don't say. So all this nonsense you're seeing on the cable television shows, it's just ridiculous. First of all, the blame game is silly. You know, it's like that book by Mark Halperin. You know, who cares about all this gossip about who did what to who during the campaign? People don't have jobs. There's a train wreck in Haiti going on, which, you know, the Americans are involved with. We need to be helpful there. But people don't have health care. We got two wars going on. I mean, you know, there's no focus in Washington.
Okay.
I think that's really what this is
about.
Well,
let's try to provide some focus here right now. I mean, the options. What do you think the options are? What do you think the best option is? How should Democrats now, forget the Republicans, how should Democrats go forward from
here?
Here's
what we ought to do. I agree with the president. We ought to pass a stripped-down bill, but I don't agree with the president in terms of what should be in it and how it should be done. You've got to pass something that's understandable and comprehensible to the American people, and the bill that passed the Senate certainly isn't. First of all.
Uh-huh.
So the idea that the House is going to pass a Senate bill, I think even if the Speaker wanted to do that, she couldn't. Because there's just too much division in the House and too much disarray in the Democratic Party. So that's not a bad option, pass the Senate bill and then fix it in reconciliation later. But I just don't think they're going to get the votes to do that. The second option is to give up on it.
If I can stop you on that, that one advantage of it is that they could do it like right now, and the president could even sign it before the State of the Union if they wanted to, if they trusted the word of the Senate that we'll fix it in reconciliation.
Yes,
right?
And I think that's an enormous problem. And to be, you know, honest, the truth is, look, here's the problem with the Senate bill. There are a few good things in the Senate bill. But for one thing, supposedly it gets rid of the pre-existing condition problem, but you get to charge older people three times as much for their insurance as you get to charge younger people. I read something, and I don't know if this is a fact or not, but I read this somebody who knew what was in the bill. And they said that they discovered there was a piece in the bill that said if you have more than 100 employees, the gender community rating doesn't apply. That is, you could charge companies with a lot of women in the workforce much more than you could charge companies with men in the workforce.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if
I
that kind of stuff is in the bill, you can't blame the House members for not wanting to pass it.
Got it.
So that's problem number one. So the second problem is to do nothing. I think that's not a good idea. I think that's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the president look weak, makes the Democrats look weak, which we have been so far. The third option is the one I think we ought to do. We ought to we ought to abandon the insurance reform for right now, because there really isn't very much in here. I mean, you don't really have guaranteed issue if you can charge people three times as much for their insurance if they're older. Or community rating. There are some things in here, I'm going to get to this in a minute, mm-hmm. about what we should do. But let's just say, because that's where all the problem is all the insurance reform, which is mixed up with insurance company giveaways. Second of all, we ought to stick in the bill, in a reconciliation bill, two very simple things. One, expand Medicare, like the Senate was talking about before Joe Lieberman got his hands on the bill.
Right.
Expand Medicare. You can't run have a whole insurance program based on Medicare. I know a lot of people would, especially in this listening audience, would like to do that. It's not going to happen this year. It's too much of a mess, too expensive, too complicated. But you could run it down to 55,
mm-hmm.
and run the House and Senate expansion of Medicare. I think the House is better than Medicaid.
Medicaid, yes.
Right. And the House is better than the Senate, but they're both good. They're both improvements. So if you do those things,
mm-hmm.
those are expansion of existing problems. Now, yes, there will be a lot of points of order and a lot of ugly mess. Just do it. Just get it done.
Now, when you said abandon the insurance reforms, are you including things like the pre-existing condition?
For now, yes, but then, wait a minute, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So you're going to get the insurance expansions, some, you know, this is going to be an incremental, but it's going to be a serious increase. Essentially, you're going to have universal health insurance through Medicare for everybody over 55 instead of 65, and you're going to expand coverage for the people at the lowest end of the income scale, including single working people who aren't covered now. That'll cover a lot of young people getting out of college, too. It's far from perfect. It's not comprehensive health care reform, but it's a big step towards adding more people to well-known, well-proven, government-run insurance policies. Third, put the insurance reforms that everybody agrees on in a bill and make the Republicans vote on it. And by this, I mean allowing 28-year-olds to stay on their parents' policy, getting rid of the ability to discriminate against pre-existing conditions,
mm-hmm.
tightening up the restrictions on what the insurance companies can charge older people. Do the insurance reforms that everybody agree on, not the insurance giveaways that are buried in there, but they're just the basic stuff. Bring that to the floor and let the Republicans vote no and kill it. And let them then go explain in time for the election why they killed the pre-existing conditions, the allowing kids to stay on their parents' health care. Now, I'm not quite done yet. The last thing I want to say about this is if you were to do this, you would not there's a huge political problem with this bill, as the Massachusetts voters pointed out. And that is, if we pass the bill the way the Senate has it, it doesn't go into effect till 2013.
Yes.
Well, that means you have to defend, just the way we had to defend in Massachusetts, a bill that creates all the problems but doesn't give anybody very many people much in the way of benefits.
For 3 years.
Three election cycles. The president's got to defend himself in 2012. I mean, this is an insanity from a political point of view.
Total.
The Congress has to defend it in 2010. If you used an expansion of Medicare and Medicaid, you could do that and the people could start signing up 2 months after or 3 months after the president signed the bill. And then all of a sudden, all this crap that Republicans are putting out, they're basically lies about how terrible the bill is and how bureaucratic it is. All of a sudden, some 56-year-old in Texas says, well, you know, I got health insurance under that bill. I haven't been called to see the death panel yet.
Exactly.
You know, and it all goes away. Axelrod said this the other day himself. It's very true. Once you pass the bill and get people in the insurance system, all of a sudden, voila, all the complaints go away.
Right.
So those are the three things we got to do. One, expand Medicare and Medicaid in reconciliation. Two, put the insurance companies up for a straight, insurance reforms up for a straight vote in the Senate and the House. And let the Republicans kill it if they dare, and let them explain it and put them on the defensive. And three, get people signed up right away. So when we're in the election, people have already been in the program for 6 months, and everybody understands that the Republicans' stuff they're all saying is not true.
All right. Well, Governor Dean, I have one assignment for you today. Okay, we're going to let you go. You're absolutely right, I believe, about the way to go. So we're going to let you go so you can take that message to Speaker Pelosi, to Majority Leader Reid.
I'm going to wait till the listeners do that, because I'm not in such good standing with some of those folks.
And to President Obama, because they should be listening to you, and we'll let our listeners do it as well, too. Thanks so much, Howard.
All right,
keep up the good fight. All right, great. He is so right on about this, and if he were only in charge and making the decisions, whoo, God, There wouldn't be any Massachusetts. We'd be in a lot better shape. Larry Sabato, University of Virginia, coming up next.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Hi, it's Bill Press here. Did you know that 100 million Americans have borderline cholesterol? 100 million! That's almost a third of the country. So what should you do to avoid cholesterol problems? Well, first, like me, you ought to go to your doctor and get checked out every year. I mean, you don't want something like high cholesterol sneaking up on you. And while you're at the doctor's, ask them about garlic. Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Garlic guarantees the effectiveness of its ingredients, so it's not surprising that pharmacists recommend it the most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic capsule a day, not five or six. Garlic is also very safe. It's all natural, and thankfully, it's also tasteless and odor-free. So remember, if you want to avoid cholesterol problems, eat right, exercise, and take garlic. Look for garlic in the vitamin aisle of your pharmacy and use as directed. Fight higher cholesterol. Eat right, exercise, and take garlic.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
60 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Unlimited local use, never busy fax line, e-fax to email, high-speed internet. These are the features offered in Liberty Bell small business bundles. Anonymous call rejection, call transfer, call waiting. All at one low price. Custom ringing, continuous redial, no hidden charges. Alert. Priority at a fraction of the cost of Quest. Voicemail to email, automated off-site data backup with unlimited tech support for data recovery. Website hosting, development, optimization, and free video studio. Email host. Call now, 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or 303BUNDLES.com.
The results are truly amazing. Ovation Cell Therapy has helped tens of thousands of people just like you stop dry, brittle, damaged hair and grow thicker, stronger, longer hair faster, up to twice as fast.
I've definitely seen a difference in the amount of hair I lose every time I shampoo. There's a significant change. Even my hairdresser has noticed a difference. She said that my hair looks much healthier and stronger. Thank you for making a great product. I would highly recommend it to everyone.
I finally found a shampoo and conditioner that cleans my hair thoroughly but gently. My hair is much softer and more manageable. The product smells fantastic.
These survey responses are from people just like you sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Listen to AM760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Thursday, January 21, 12 minutes ago, before the top of the hour, the Bill Press Show, the official morning show of the Obama generation. Senator-elect Scott Brown coming to Washington today for his first visit. And, oh, my God, they're already talking about whether or not he's going to run for president in 2012. Slow down. I don't know. We'll ask our good friend from the University of Virginia, Larry Sabato. Larry, is he the second coming or what?
Well, ask yourself why that's happening. It's because the prominent Republicans who are out front, you know, from Dick Cheney to Sarah Palin, the talk show hosts, they are all unappealing. They certainly are unappealing to the middle.
Right.
And the independents. So there is a giant vacuum there.
So
and
now they've got
that's
this.
That's why somebody like Brown comes to the fore so quickly. And, you know, 2 hours after he's elected to the Senate, you've got 15 columns proposing him for vice president or even president.
Unbelievable. Larry, Harold, there's no doubt you and I would agree. I mean, this election in Massachusetts was extremely important, fundamentally a shocker for the Democrats, for the Obama administration, for the American people. What does it really change in your point of view? Do we tend maybe to overestimate the importance of this victory or not?
I don't think this one can be overestimated.
Really?
Usually
yeah.
I'm somebody who says, oh, let's not make too much of any given election. But,
yeah.
You know, it's become a cliche to call it a wake-up call, but it really is a wake-up call for Democrats. For November, that, you know, this is Christmas future if things stay on the current track. It really is. It's a Christmas future, meaning next November. And with this kind of warning, Democrats could potentially do some things to limit their losses. It's a midterm election. Of course Republicans are going to pick up seats in the House and the Senate. That's the way the system normally works. But it's all a question of how many seats.
And coming in the wake of Virginia and New Jersey, of course, right?
These are
three special elections, and the Democrats, with President Obama's help, despite President Obama's help, have lost all three.
Yes, and it was easy to say in November, oh, well, John Corzine was deeply damaged, and that's why Chris Christie won, and oh, Cree Deets was just a terrible candidate, and that's why Bob McDonnell won. I happen to disagree with the analysis being given by some that Martha Coakley was just awful. Was she a good candidate? Of course not. But, Bill, you and I have been around a long time. We have seen much worse elected to public office than Martha Coakley. I mean, she made loads of mistakes, but she wasn't unattractive. She could put a sentence together. If she'd had a message, if she had been Capuano, for example, this election result would never have happened.
Or if she had been Joe Kennedy.
Or Joe Kennedy, yeah.
Don't you think?
I'm thinking about the people who were in the primary. I think Mike Capuano would have won the general election.
So for Democrats, is this a time, is the message here, Democrats in Washington, right, is the message because of what happened in Massachusetts on health care particularly that they ought to go back to the drawing board?
Oh, I don't think they have to go back to the drawing board. They obviously can't pass what they've put together now because it would look arrogant. It would look like they were completely ignoring not just the results of Massachusetts, but the last nine that I've counted, nine national public surveys that have the public having turned very solidly against this health care plan. Of course, what does the public know about the health care plan? What they know about it is the Nebraska deal, the other sausage-making activities that, frankly, Bill, I think have created millions of new vegetarians all across the country. That's what they know about the health care bill. But the Democrats wasted months.
I mean,
it's been a year. And
Yes. Think
back, Bill, how many of those committee chairs and subcommittee chairs wasted headlines with their own proposals.
Yep.
You know, it's just amazing. It's just incredible that they let it get to this point where healthcare overshadowed the economy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we were just talking with Howard Dean about this. I think if Democrats had done what George Bush did with the Bush tax cuts in the first 2 months of the year, just forced it through and got it done, got it out of the way,
exactly,
be a lot better off.
And, you know, the Obama White House was obsessed with not being the Clinton White House. Yes, the Clintons did too much writing of the actual legislation and insisting on every provision. But the opposite way was not the better way, which was to say, hello, Congress, you write a bill, we'll go along with whatever you want.
Yeah.
That just encourages all the barons on Capitol Hill to have their way and to get dug in, which is exactly what happened.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia, the Center for Politics there. Hey, Larry, before you go, I got to ask you this. So John Edwards this morning admitted that, after all, after denying it for 2 years, he is the father of the baby girl of his mistress.
No way. I can't believe it.
So my question to you is, this means that this is the beginning of the return of John Edwards to public office, right?
Well, Democrats ought to hope not. I think truly this guy blew up. You know, Democrats were just lucky that he didn't end up winning Iowa back in 08 You know, we'd be talking about President John McCain's first year right now.
He is certainly toast, and he's been toast for a long time. Hey, Larry, always good. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Take care, Bill.
All right, and I'll be back with a quick parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
With banks crumbling, retirement savings being depleted, and the economy in turmoil, there has never been a more important time to have gold on hand. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of classic gold coins, all uncirculated and more than 100 years old. For free historical information and the free collector's DVD, the number to call is 1-800-300-5798. During the Great Depression, people kept precious metals and gold coins tucked away. No one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. Nowadays, most of us have never seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a secret hoard of gleaming U.S. gold coins was discovered, all uncirculated and minted between 1866 and 1933. The New York Mint will be releasing these coins to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Don't be without gold. While you still can, call for free historical information and the free collector's DVD. 1-800-300-5798. Again, 1-800-300-5798.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the Right Size Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, January 21, my parting shot for today at yesterday's White House briefing, bipartisanship is all anybody wanted to talk about. In light of Scott Brown's win in Massachusetts, reporters were asking, is President Obama going to start working with Republicans? Come on. If only Robert Gibbs had told the truth. Bipartisanship is dead. God knows Obama tried. But doesn't he realize by now, as long as John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are in charge, there will be no bipartisanship cooperation in Congress because they don't want it. On health care, on climate change, on jobs and immigration, it's time to forget bipartisanship. Give up working with these Republicans and just get the job done for the American people. That's my parting shot for today. Bipartisanship out the window. Chris Kofinas, Democratic strategist, will be along with the rest of you and me tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
War!
Hi, folks. Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Obama is taking on a main cause of the financial meltdown. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest from the White House.
A senior administration official says the president today will propose a number of measures to keep banks and other financial institutions from growing too large or too complex or taking too many risks, all factors that were blamed for the financial meltdown. This is also about making good on the White House promise to switch the focus from health care to the economy, as the administration now figures out how to salvage parts of health care reform.
Senator John McCain tells the CBS News Early Show Republicans are willing to reach across the aisle to forge a health care compromise.
We are more than happy to sit down and start over, not scale back, but start over in a true negotiating process rather than the Democrats going back to trying to pick off one or two Republicans.
Breaking news about the economy. 482,000 workers filed new unemployment insurance claims last week, 36,000 more than the week before. A small armada of mercy ships is in place off the coast of Haiti to treat the earthquake injured. CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton is on board the hospital ship Comfort, and she's impressed with what she sees.
They have a blood bank, they have a CAT scan machine, they have ultrasound x-rays, they have different wards and units for pediatrics, obstetrics, surgical wards. It is very, very sophisticated.
The major mudslides that were predicted haven't materialized yet, but California's latest storm has caused some power problems and flooding. Dave Edwards runs the student union at Cal State Long Beach.
The water was gushing up. It's like a mini river going down the hallway and out the building.
Some climate scientists are throwing new fuel on the fire over global warming. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what's this about?
It's about a 2007 report by a Nobel Prize-winning group of climate scientists.
The UN panel's report is the bleakest warning yet on climate change.
At the time, it was a powerful document, but now five key mistakes have been uncovered in one paragraph. One suggested glaciers in the Himalayas could melt in under 30 years, but the research indicates that's more than 300 years off. Climate change skeptics are angry, but many experts say the report's overall findings are solid. Frank?
Conan O'Brien's run on The Tonight Show will end tomorrow night. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us O'Brien and NBC have agreed on severance terms.
The deal will give Conan O'Brien $32 million. An additional $12 million will be paid to his staff, many of whom moved to Los Angeles from New York when the show began. This all paves the way for Jay Leno to once again take over The Tonight Show. Leno will start on March 1st after NBC broadcasts the Olympics.
There's no more denying it. Former Senator John Edwards admits he did father the baby of an ex-mistress.
It does mark the denouement of what had been a spectacular political career that just collapsed, essentially, because John Edwards thought he was invincible, flew too close to the sun, and got burned.
CBS News chief political consultant Mark Ambender. This is CBS News.
With me today is motorcycle owner Dan. Like most people, Dan is looking for ways to save money. He tries to save on gas by roller skating to the grocery store.
It's hard carrying all those bags.
He uses a hand crank radio.
It's a good workout.
And he even cooks by candle heat.
The scented ones give great flavor.
But you don't have to be like Dan, because GEICO makes it easy to save on motorcycle insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Right now, at the Home Depot, take 10% off Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, Brands like GE, Maytag, and LG are more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off Energy Star appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A Denver area physician is off to Haiti for the next 11 days. Dr. Ronald Hugate is an orthopedic surgeon at Presbyterian St. Luke's Medical Center. He and a surgical assistant are joining about a dozen other doctors from Northern Virginia.
And just like everyone else, I've been seeing these images on the television. It's just extremely devastating. You know, immediately you think about what can you do to help.
Hugate tells our partners at 9 News he's hoping to help earthquake victims save limbs. Doctors there are performing about 70 amputations a day. Hugate is a major in the U.S. Army Reserve Medical Corps. A major storm system is headed to Colorado. The southwestern part of the state is now under a blizzard warning.
Snow will be picking up during the day down there, and it'll continue through the day on Friday. Right now, it looks like accumulations down there will range from 1 to 3 feet.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Klyla says the blizzard warning remains in effect for the southeastern mountains until 6 o'clock tonight. As for the metro area, we'll be lucky if we see a few flurries by Saturday. In sports, the Nuggets beat Golden State 123-118. They play the Clippers tonight in L.A. The Avs are off tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some delays in the boulder-bound lanes of 36. We've got an accident west of Church Ranch. Sounds like it's off to the shoulder, but catching some looks. Southbounders on 225, you're going to find speeds dipping down into the teens after you make that Parker curve towards I-25. Southbound I-25 loading up and slowing down as well. This is 120th towards 84th. Quick check on today's forecast. Again, we can expect a high in the mid-40s today with some cloudy skies. Overnight low dropping down to 28. We've got a small chance of seeing some early morning showers tomorrow, or snow rather, tomorrow morning. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Head to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer during their Colorado snow days and get a great price on one of 19 Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC all-wheel drive models, including the road-gripping C-Class 4MATIC. But hurry, these snow days won't be around forever.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thursday, best day of the week. See, I'm not all doom and gloom. Best day of the week. Some great news coming off the wire right now. Just want to update you on that. Right off the bat, President Obama set to announce an effort, and we'll have to see the details, but the headline, Obama to propose new limits on large bank size and investment. Obama plans to propose new limits on the size and investments of large banks, says the White House, as it intensifies a push to reframe its financial reform agenda as an effort to rein in the companies blamed for causing the economic crisis. So that is good news, at least in terms of the administration's posture. Pretty psyched about that. Some other good news. New polling data out of Massachusetts, the post-mortem, what happened in Massachusetts. A Research 2000 poll of more than 2,000 Obama voters in Massachusetts after the polls closed, among the findings of the, 20% of those Obama voters who voted for Scott Brown, 82% said they preferred a public option. They want a public option in a health care bill. So that's a lot of different math there. But basically, 20% roughly of Obama voters in Massachusetts voted for Scott Brown. And most of them, 82% of those voters, say they want a public option. So it goes back to the point that the Massachusetts election was not a referendum on, well, it was certainly a referendum on what Democrats have accomplished and not accomplished, but it's not a push to get Democrats to capitulate even more to the insurance industry. And that's in the polling data. A couple more pieces of polling data from Massachusetts that you might not have heard about. The Progressive Change Campaign Committee survey also found that 57% of Obama voters who backed Scott Brown said they were doing so because they believed the president hadn't delivered on his message of change. So more data coming out of Massachusetts saying that the Democrats and that President Obama, that the real problem is they have not gone far enough. Now, the bad news, the very bad news, President Obama gave an interview yesterday with ABC News suggesting that he is going to pare back the health care bill. Now, the strategy is still up for debate, but that's the talk today. And I got to tell you something, if you look at the numbers coming out of Massachusetts and you react and say we got to make the bill more of a giveaway to the insurance industry or less of a cure for the health care crisis, I mean, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy. And it's Paul Krugman, who's been a big supporter of the Obama administration, who this morning says on his blog, quote, I'm pretty close to giving up on Mr. Obama, who seems determined to confirm every doubt I and others ever had about whether he was ready to fight for what his supporters believe in. So things very, very much in flux this morning in terms of what the Democrats are going to do. And we're going to get into all of it. This morning, in this morning's show at 8:40, we'll be joined by the Colorado Public Interest Research Group about Wall Street reform, state efforts to whip up support for serious Wall Street reform. Then at 9, award-winning writer Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com. He has got a terrific piece up on his website. It's linked on our website, am760.net, about those who seek to blame, as he in tongue-in-cheek way puts it, the all-powerful left for the election in Massachusetts, the failure in Massachusetts. We're going to be discussing how we can be loyal to a progressive agenda and the tensions between being loyal to a progressive agenda, between being a citizen and being a voter, between being a progressive and being a Democrat. Those tensions there are riding high. Then at 9:30, a former Goldman Sachs executive turned whistleblower, Nomi Prinz, she's going to give us her take on what all of these Wall Street reforms now being proposed mean. The bank tax, this new announcement this morning, we'll get her take from a whistleblower's perspective. But to start off this morning, I want to throw out a question to all of you. And it comes, I think, because I'm a little bit burned out on politics, and I'm trying to find ways to operationalize my own political beliefs in my own personal life. And what I mean by that is, we talked yesterday about not being complicit in the formula that both political parties ask us to be complicit in, right? The Democratic formula is to basically campaign on all these big promises and then come election time sell us out, right, on a bunch of big issues or when they get in office. And I throw out there as an example, a very good local example. This is exactly, it seems to me, what John Hickenlooper's formula is going to be in his race for governor. Just one example, right? What he's basically planning to do, he comes out, he says, my goal is to put more business interests in the government. That's what he said a couple weeks ago. Then he said he's not going to raise taxes. He's going to be Mr. Anti-Tax. Then he comes out and he attacks Bill Ritter's oil and gas rules. And there's a story on the Huffington Post, from the AP, that the Colorado Wildlife Federation has a big new study out saying that increased drilling is now representing a very serious threat to basic habitats. Here, the Denver leasing of public land for oil and gas on large tracts of wildlife-rich northwest Colorado is a growing threat to the state's heritage and an important part of the state's tourist economy. That's the AP headline. And so Hickenlooper, of course, 2 days ago slams the very, very meager regulations that were put through last year, the oil and gas regulations. And his formula, and it's just one example, is to basically try to triangulate against Democratic voters, and then come election time, say, hey, Democratic voters, you got to vote for me because you don't want some extremist like Scott McGinnis. That's their formula. And I said, I am sick and tired of being complicit in that formula. I'm sick and tired of being a part of that, because I have been a part of that. And it got me thinking about where we all draw our lines, right? Where do we draw
our lines, the lines in the sand in our own lives. I've said that for the first time, I'm thinking about really walking into that ballot box and voting none of the above. But it also got me thinking even more broadly about how I live my life. Where do I draw the line about for my progressive ideals? I was getting dressed this morning, right? I'm a guy who believes that our trade laws are completely screwed up, right? That our trade laws allow us to exploit sweatshop labor. I'm getting dressed this morning and I'm thinking, you know, the clothes I'm putting on my back, these are probably made, part of them are probably made with sweatshop labor. What am I supposed to do about that? I mean, should I? The textile and clothing market is flooded with stuff that is made in sweatshops. Where do I draw the line? Right? It's the same thing with vegetarianism or how you eat. Right? I'm a vegetarian. Should I eat only organic? And how much extra money am I going to have to pay to live out my progressive ideals? And because I think this is where the term limousine liberalism comes from, right? It's that in many ways, the way to really truly in this corporate culture we live in this free market gone mad, you have to spend more money to live your progressive ideals. And organic food right now costs more money. Fair trade coffee costs more money. Fair trade clothing costs more money and is very rare. It's hard to find. So I'm curious, in your lives, where do you draw the line? I mean, you can think about it in terms of cars, too, right? You know, I want to buy a fuel-efficient car, but I want to buy a safe car. When I was buying a car 5 years ago, I think it was right before the Prius had come out or it had just come out, I was not comfortable buying a prototype model because I want to see how these models run on the road. And I decided not to buy a hybrid. And I went and I ended up buying a Saturn. Actually, this was 7 years ago now. I bought a Saturn. And I've wondered whether that was the right thing to do, whether I should have swallowed it, sucked it up, and bought one of the prototypes. And I probably would have been okay with a Prius. But my question for you is, where do we draw the line, right? Where do you draw the line in your own life? What advice would you have for people who want to live out their progressive ideals? I mean, is it, you know, be a vegetarian and then you can forget about the fuel efficiency stuff? Is it, I'm not going to vote for Democrats anymore. I'm going to always vote, you know, none of the above or third parties. What lines should in the sand should we be drawing? Because we talk so much on this radio show and in politics about what politicians should be doing for us. But I'm curious about what we should be doing and what we can be doing for ourselves. Because I'm struggling with this, you know, where to draw the lines in my own life.
Well, David, it's like this. I got a good example, man. It's like if you're a recycler, okay? You go over to your friend's house for a beer and you drink out of a bottle.
Right.
And then you ask, do you recycle?
Right.
And then they say, no. Do you be pushy about your progressive ideals and say, hey, man, you should be recycling, or you just shut up and throw the bottle in the trash can?
Well, that's another good question.
Or do you pack it out and take it with you?
Yeah, that's another good question, is how much, where is the line between proselytizing, right, being annoyingly pushy, but on the other sense, that, you know, education. I mean, we had a situation in our family where you know, I think that my vegetarianism and then my brother and his wife and of course my wife Emily, you know, I think it makes some of our family a little bit uncomfortable, right? And I've tried not to be pushy. We don't talk about it a lot, but you know, you're sitting at a table and you're not eating meat and people start asking you, then you don't know whether you're being pushy. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that question.
If you have a my family's, none of us are vegetarians. And if vegetarians are coming over for dinner, you know, I don't know what the, you know, some people don't like their food touching where meat has been, like if I barbecue.
Right, well, I got to say,
you know, they don't want their tofu burgers anywhere where my meat has been.
It's up to the vegetarian to tell you.
Right.
They got to tell you. They can't blame you for not knowing.
But, you know, I've had some be like, oh, you're ruining my tofu burger.
Well, but it, and then it's right, and it's the question.
It's just like, you know, just be upfront about it.
But the problem is that as a vegetarian, you know, maybe you don't want to be pushy. I don't want to come into your house and be like,
it's awkward,
need this.
Man, it creates some awkwardness.
It's totally awkward. And so I just throw it out there this morning because I talked yesterday about drawing lines in the sand, and I think as a voter, I'm ready to draw some lines in the sand, right? I'm ready to draw some lines in the sand with Democrats that I am not going to cast a vote for a Democrat anymore just because they have a D behind their name. But then what are the other lines in our lives we can draw? What are the lines in your life that you draw? Is it you draw the line at you're going to buy, a car has to get a certain mile per gallon for you to even consider buying it? Is the line, you're a vegetarian? But people in your family aren't, and that's okay. Where do you draw the line? Is it fair trade coffee? What kind of lines should we draw? Because the problem is that it can just go crazy, right? You can never stop. I mean, nobody is pure, right? There is no such thing as purity. So I wonder where people draw their lines as voters and as consumers. And then to Turk's question, right, where do you stop in terms of proselytizing, right? I mean, do you think if... what kind of obligation do you think you have interpersonally to tell people about where you draw the lines?
Or if you see somebody driving down the road and they chuck a cigarette out their car window.
Right, exactly.
Are you going to chase them down and be like, hey, pick up your trash?
Right. I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question, and it's one that I've been struggling with. 303-713-7600. We got open lines. 303-713-7600. Where should we draw the line? Where do you draw the line as a voter? Are you ready to say you're not going to vote straight ticket Democrat anymore? Is that where you draw the line? Where do you draw the line in your own life? 303-713-7600. Instant messages, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. After the break, I want to fill you in on this insane story out of Texas. The Texas Board of Education on the brink of going on a McCarthyist jihad to strip Texas history books of the name Ted Kennedy. I'm not kidding. Thurgood Marshall, and other liberal names to make Texas school history books more, I guess, conservative. That after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We did have an early accident. Westbound Turnpike, couple cars mixed it up right around Church Ranch. Delays back at Sheridan. Also looking at some stop and go now in Aurora, southbound side of 225. Parker Road down to the merge. Westbound C-470 filling up Quincy Avenue to Hamden. Also looking at the jams coming southbound on I-25 on the cameras. 120th now is where the delays start in North Glen. Going to break loose after 84th. More jams from 48th on past 20th. Also seeing it busy westbound I-70 Colorado down to Brighton Boulevard. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Right now we're at 27 degrees in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, there is never a good time for your sewer line to plug up. Declare war on that blockage. Drain Solvers provides top quality drain cleaning and router services and will break through any blockage. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer pipe for only $79 and clean your drain for $99. Mention this special when you call. Drain Solvers, the trenchless pipe repair specialists. Drain Solvers does whatever it takes to solve your plumbing problem. Call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000 or drainsolvers.com. Access fees may apply.
Comcast presents The On Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On Demand choices, including movies, TV series and kids shows. And now you can even watch online anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop.
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes and fees extra.
From Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman Program, conservative David Horowitz joins me to talk about his strained relationship with his daughter, a liberal, and how they found common ground shortly before her untimely death. Plus, conservative mega mogul Steve Forbes will be here to debate health care and capitalism. You won't want to miss it. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
In the sand. Where do you draw your lines in the sand? As a voter and as a consumer, that's what we're talking about this morning here on AM 760, 24 minutes after the hour, on Thursday, January 21st, the first day of Barack Obama's second year. Polling out of Massachusetts still coming in. Of the 20% of Obama voters who voted for Scott Brown in that Senate race, the overwhelming majority want a health care bill with a public option. Similarly, a majority says that President Obama has not delivered change, has not gone far enough. And this, so the calculation on where the Democrats are going to go is the big topic in the political world. And yesterday I said I'm drawing the line in the sand. I'm just basically, you know, I'm done giving away my vote to Democrats by virtue only of the fact that they have a D behind their name. That's one of the lines I'm drawing. But I got thinking, where else do we draw the lines? Where else do you draw the line in your life? I'm a vegetarian. Should I tell other people to be vegetarians? And if I'm a vegetarian, should I go vegan, right? I mean, you can keep going. You can keep going. I drink coffee. I try to drink fair trade coffee. Is that enough? Right? Where do you draw the lines? Where should we draw the lines? We're going to get to the phones in a second, but I want to also fill you in on this insane story down in Texas. This is from AOL's website. History is written by the victors, Winston Churchill famously said. In Texas, that may mean removing mention of Ted Kennedy and Cesar Chavez and Thurgood Marshall from textbooks in favor of new entries on the National Rifle Association and Phyllis Schlafly, the conservative activist. For much of the past year, the Texas State Board of Education has been considering changes to its social studies curriculum, hearing from community members, and debating alterations to the way the state will teach history. Many on the board, which is made up of 10 Republicans and 5 Democrats, seem to have concluded that Texas's classrooms have been infested with a liberal bias. As a result, the board has spent numerous hours hearing from members of the community on subjects such as whether labor activist Cesar Chavez and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall deserve any space in history textbooks alongside founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin. Also at issue is whether Christianity deserves more classroom time in the Lone Star State, and whether Abraham Lincoln deserves so much. These people, I mean, they just never stop. They never stop. The truly angry, enraged, crazed, hating, hard far right in this country never, ever stops. And this is a good example of that. Replacing Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice, with Phyllis Schlafly in state history books. I mean, that is just so beyond the pale. It's not even really worth commenting on. Let's go to the phones. 303-713-7600. Where do you draw the line as a voter? Are you prepared to say you're going to vote none of the above, or that you're simply not going to just vote the Democratic ticket? John Hickenlooper gives us a good example of where that question's going to happen. John Hickenlooper saying we need more business interests in government. He's now railing on oil and gas rules at a time when the State Wildlife Federation is saying that gas and oil exploration is threatening our state's habitat and tourism industry. He also was on 9 News saying he's not going to consider raising taxes. However, I just want to be fair to Mayor Hickenlooper. The Denver Post reports this morning, as the latest enters into the race for governor, Hickenlooper joins other candidates facing tough questions about how they would balance the state budget. In just over a week on the campaign trail, Hickenlooper has sounded anti-tax and at the same time amenable to at least eliminating some tax breaks, which Republicans, of course, dishonestly call increasing taxes. The geologist turned brewmeister stuck a different tone than he did on 9 News last weekend, which we played that clip of him railing on taxes. When asked about Governor Bill Ritter's proposal to offset what will be at least a $1.3 billion shortfall for the budget year starting in July, Ritter wants to eliminate or suspend 13 corporate tax exemptions and corporate tax subsidies that add up to over $100 million. Asked about that, Hickenlooper at least sounded receptive and said the governor was being fair to business. Quote, I think the governor has reached out to the business community and said if we have to get rid of some of these tax credits, some of these deductions, which are the ones you can most live with? He added, everyone's got to give a little. There's no argument about that. So Hickenlooper sort of flipping and flopping back on taxes. At least now he's taking a meagerly progressive line. So I guess I'll say that's a good thing. It's good at moving in the right direction, I guess. Where do you draw your lines? 303-713-7600. John in Englewood. John, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
The place where I draw my line, last 2 years I've been buying American, and I've been working with a group to create a list of American products by product, store, price, and so forth, actually going in and going through products and identifying them and so forth that they are. And slowly but surely, it's amazing the transition in my, you talked about clothing and things in my house. I've been doing work on fixing up my house and so forth. And it's a gradual thing, but in transition, slowly but surely, you know, my things that I own and things I'm involved with have become American-oriented. And secondly, I found a list of E-Verify so that I can buy things that are illegal, alien-free. So I work on both of those.
Well, I think, you know, buying American is really important, and I think it's a good way for people to try to make sure that their own resources are, you know, fueling their economy. I mean, the problem with it is, and I this is not to say that I don't think buying American is a good idea. I think it's a great idea, and I try to do it all the time. In fact, I had this struggle as a personal aside when we bought our car. You know, I really wanted to buy American. And I bought a Saturn, which is obviously an American car, and we bought a Subaru Outback. Now, the problem was when I bought the Subaru Outback, which is it depends on how you define buy American, right?
Because I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, and the thing was, I looked and I was like, and I didn't want to sacrifice safety, I didn't want to sacrifice reliability, and I did this whole spreadsheet, and I came up with the Ford Escape and the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Outback, I liked the Subaru Outback better for a bunch of different reasons. I'm not a supercar guy. And I said, you know, but I don't want to not buy American. Now what I found out was when we went through this, I said, all right, let's find out where these cars are really built. And Subaru Outback is built actually in my wife's hometown. It's built in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yep.
Now it's not built. Then I started asking, well, it's not built with union labor. And I said, well, I want to buy a car with union labor. I've already bought one car with union labor. I don't want to, you know, sell out the unions. And I ended up buying it. And I guess I drew somehow I came to the idea that I drew the line that I'm not going to sort of sacrifice the core of what I want when I've really gone and done my research. And I'm going to do the best that I can. And I think the problem with buying America with, it's, I guess, not the problem. The thing I struggle with Buy American is, yeah, you can buy the product, maybe have an American name on it, but was it made in America? Were the components made in America? And it just, I guess, speaks to the idea that our consumer choices mean a lot, but unless we also get public policies that also deal with the situation, then anything we do as individual consumers is not going to be sort of fully achieving what we aim to achieve.
Well, you know, and there's that dichotomy you talked about. For instance, a good source is howtobuyamerican.com. I'm not plugging it, but when you look at, for instance, whether a company is made or whether something's made overseas by an American company versus a company from overseas that has factories here in America, they would argue that you would take the thing made in overseas that is an American, you know, an American company because the profits come back here. If you follow what I'm saying.
Right, no,
and I might disagree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I might disagree with that. I mean, I go back and forth, right? I mean, like, is it better for me to buy a car made by a car company with an American name and the car factory is actually in China or abroad? Or is it better for me to buy a Subaru, which is not an American named company, but actually made the car in the United States, right? I mean, that's a very, very, I don't think there's an easy answer to that, but I will say this. Give me the website again, because I think I want people to when we have suggestions for where people draw the line, you know, I think other people, that's why I think people are tuning in, is that they want to hear how to make better choices. So what's the website again?
I've really researched, it's real reputable. Howtobuyamerican.com.
Howtobuyamerican.com. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Mark in Boulder. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hey, man. Really enjoying your show. And
thanks.
I want to make two points. I actually draw the line with the American currency personally. I'd rather see it replaced with something that's a little more, it has never been, it's like the American pie is a big fat lie, you know, as far as I'm concerned. My sister, she is educating two of her sons over in China. And I thought that was such a great idea. For us, what America has to offer in urban kids is practically zip when it comes to what they need. I think America has to be realistic about what discriminations and what racist issues that.
So when you say you draw the line on the American currency, what does that mean exactly?
I think the American currency has never been fair to all Americans. I think all Americans has never had total representation with the American currency. And I think personally, I'm ready to pay global taxes. And I think it'd do a lot more good than just to throw my taxes into this colonial banks that pretty much tend to cater to their group of selective people.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the banks because a couple people have instant messaged in or have mentioned to me, you know, one of the ways you can draw the line on the banking industry, right, is to do this move your money. Move your money from one of the big banks to a community bank, right? And you can, and we had it linked on our website. I think it's moveyourmoney.info. You can go to that on the website. That's an easy thing. Or fairly, I mean, there's a little bit of paperwork, but that's a way you can draw a line in the sand with your consumer dollars. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call. 7:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where do you draw the line? I talked yesterday that after the Massachusetts election, after this first year of the Obama administration, that I'm ready to draw the line and say I'm not just going to vote for a Democrat just because they've got a D behind their name. But then I started asking the question, not just about politicians, but about what I can do as a person to make my progressive ideals, make the ideals, the principles, progressive or otherwise, that I live by, a reality in my life. I'm a vegetarian. I draw the line of vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan. Right? I draw the line. I buy a fuel-efficient car, but, you know, but I still buy a car, right? I mean, I don't have to. I guess you can make the case I don't have to buy a car. I could take public transportation. Right? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is it's a slippery slope and none of us can be pure. So I wonder where you draw the line. I mean, was I wrong to buy a car? I mean, seriously. I mean, I know that sounds like a ridiculous question, but somebody might say, well, Sirota, you shouldn't have bought any car. You should have simply taken public transportation or ride your bike. So I ask you, where do you draw the line? 303-713-7600. Are you ready to draw that line in the sand about voting? Like I'm ready to draw the line in the sand about voting? Where do you draw the line in your consumer decisions? After the break, we'll get into more of it. Also, an update. State Senator Chris Romer, the headline, Romer Pot Bill looks to put new controls in place and sparks now strong opposition from marijuana advocates. So this seems like a pivot for Chris Romer. We'll get to that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a couple different accidents on the turnpike. Let's start with the new one eastbound around Pecos. Three cars involved here. Delays back around Sheridan. Same deal as the westbound trip. You're going to start hitting delays at Sheridan due to a crash up around Church Ranch. Stop and go southbound 225 Parker Road to the Tech Center merge. Also seeing some heavy jams on 25 coming into downtown. Both sides of 25. Also busy eastbound 270 between 25 and York. Another crash in the ramp from Bellevue to southbound I-25. Forecast partly cloudy and seasonal. Highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss all five rounds of the star-studded Bob Hope Classic. Tune into Golf Channel when the PGA Tour continues its West Coast swing. Watch today live at 12:30 and 7 p.m. Mountain, only on Golf Channel.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Your boss wouldn't walk into a store and steal software off the shelf, but your boss may order you or another employee to copy software illegally. Either way, it's stealing. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
I've got a 1040, not so easy. It makes no sense to me. A W-2 1099, so many forms, so little time. Federal, state, FICA, they take my money. Who the heck are they? The paperwork is such a mess. Will I owe the IRS? Somebody help me.
eFile.com is here to help you. Prepare and e-file your taxes now at eFile.com. Start with the free federal edition. Faster refunds at eFile.com.
At your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free two-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free two-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO is the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canyon, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with GEICO.
But he's the second money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, right-size smoothies. So that's when I decided to try right-size smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person now. I love the right size smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Size Smoothies for free, call now for a free 2-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
743 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Before I forget, I'm going to be on CNN at 10:30 a.m. this morning talking about the Massachusetts election. The New York Times headline this morning, I can't help but laugh. Forgive me for this, but the headline is like newsflash. Both parties seek way to channel populist ire. And it's like, wait a minute. Didn't somebody write a book about that? Hold on a minute. Oh, I wrote a book about that. That's right. I wrote a book about that 2 years ago. 2 years ago, God, I have to tell you something. It's one of the toughest years of my life, traveling all over the country down to the Mexican border. Spent time with the Minutemen. I spent time with Lou Dobbs. I spent time with labor union organizers. I spent time with anti-war activists. It's how both parties are trying to channel populist ire. I just love how the media is like, wow, both parties are trying to channel this right and left-wing populism. Amazing. So forgive me for laughing at that, but CNN invited me to come on and talk about my book and talk about what the Massachusetts election means through the prism of my on-the-ground reporting back in 2007 and 2008. The book, of course, is called The Uprising, An Unauthorized Tour of the Populist Revolt Scaring Wall Street and Washington. You should check it out if you haven't already. I hope you enjoy it. I just want to fill you in before we get back to the phones. Chris Romer at the Colorado Independent reporting that Chris Romer is now joining with a Republican to introduce new legislation on marijuana regulation. And the headline and the story suggests that it's a kind of a crackdown now, that he was first pushing a bill that a lot of marijuana advocates liked. And this story says that Romer and Nancy Spence, a Republican from Centennial, introduced legislation that more strictly regulates the industry, the marijuana industry. The controversial bill includes language that would strictly circumscribe doctor-patient relationships and payment, require patient records to be set aside for state review, and set up a panel to review prescriptions written to anyone under 21. Marijuana rights advocates are taking a strong stand against the proposed regulations and are urging supporters to call on state lawmakers to vote against the bill. We will try to get Chris Romer back on the show to discuss this. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Where do you draw the line in your life as a voter or as a consumer? And I said I'm not voting for Democrats just because they're Democrats anymore. I'm not saying I'm going to vote for a Republican, by the way. A couple of you have emailed us, and you can always instant message us, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Send us an instant message. A couple of you have said, you know, what are you going to vote for the Republican? I'm always going to vote. You know, these are what people are saying. I'm always going to vote straight ticket Democrat. Well, if you do that, you're part of the formula, right? They can sell you out and sell you out and sell you out. And you are saying, effectively, by saying that, that there will be no political or electoral cost to Democrats. And I'm saying I'm drawing the line. But then I ask the question, where else do we draw the line? I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan. How did I draw that line? Is that line arbitrary? Where do you draw the line, as a voter or as a consumer? All right, let's get through some calls here. Jason and Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks
morning.
Thanks for taking my call. I drew that line back when Obama decided to go ahead and send more troops into Afghanistan. And I've pretty much decided that if you're going to vote to continue to fund wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, I'm not going to vote for you.
Are you going to vote for a Republican?
Oh, wow. Excuse me. Heavens no. I've got to remember I'm on the
radio. So what are you going to do? I mean, you're not going to vote?
Oh, no. I'm going to find someone else to vote for or some other way to. And, you know, there's a lot of other. That's one thing I think also I need to draw a line in the sand on, and I think that a lot of Americans need to pay attention to, is they think that the ballot box is the end-all, be-all of their participation in our democratic process.
And that's a very fair point. I think you're right. A lot of people think that the only thing their only way to be a citizen is just to vote, and there's all sorts of other ways, as we're discussing here. But I guess I ask you this question, is that just in terms of your voting habits, right, What are you going to do when you walk into the ballot box? And what about the argument that, let's take it from 2000, right? A vote for Nader was a vote for George Bush. Do you buy that argument?
No, I don't. I don't buy that argument. I don't believe that that's the case. I think that when, you know, people are expressing their Democratic voice, and so somehow that they're then responsible for George Bush stealing the election and the United States Supreme Court stepping in and stopping a recount.
Well, no, let's forget that part. Let's say this,
yeah.
That if you voted for Nader and you didn't vote for Gore, let's say Bush. I guess my point is.
No, I think that my answer goes to that point, saying that I think that it's never a bad thing when people express their Democratic choice.
Yeah, that's where I've been because I find the idea that people who voted for Nader are responsible for Bush ridiculous. I mean, look, Al Gore has gotten a lot better since he ran for president in 2000. But here's the thing. I found back in 2000 that Al Gore just didn't, you know, to a lot of people, I think it was a legitimate thing to say that Al Gore has not made the case to me to earn my vote. That's the whole point about this voting issue. I think we need to ask politicians to earn our vote. And I think a lot of people said Al Gore simply did not earn my vote. That doesn't mean that they went and voted for George Bush. George Bush didn't earn their vote. And I'm totally, totally with you. And Jason, I think for a lot of people, when Obama escalated the war in Afghanistan, that's when they had their breaking point moment where they said, I'm just not going to vote straight ticket Democrat anymore. Hey, man, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Dave.
Good talking to you. Dan in Lafayette. Dan, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hey, Dave. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I draw the line where it's become so clear that our democracy has been taken over by PR firms and K Street. And maybe I need a little advice from you because those guys are kind of embedded, and it's easy to maybe not buy a product or buy American or not vote, but how do you shoot one across the bow of K Street or a PR firm like Hill & Knowlton that literally got us into the first Gulf War?
That's a very, very good question. It's a difficult question, and I'm glad you bring it up today because the headline in the Hill newspaper today is that this was a record year of earnings for the lobbying and PR industry in Washington, right? While the economy has tanked, the corporate lobbying industry has been making record profits. And this goes back to my point yesterday, which is that the Democrats' new and perverse view of government, which is not the New Deal in Great Society government, but a government that seeks to take taxpayer money and throw it at big for-profit corporations. That's the bailout. That's the health care bill. That has created a lobbying, not surprisingly, a lobbying bonanza. So how do you break that? Well, I mean, look, if that's your major issue, then one of the things you've got to do is, I think, focus intently as a voter, as an activist, and as a citizen on the issue of public financing of elections, right? The only way that these lobbyists and these corporate interests have such power, the power of a lobbyist is directly related to how much money that lobbyist can get, can raise, can siphon to the campaign coffers of the politician they are trying to lobby. Public financing of elections gives candidates who don't want to run a campaign fueled by corporate money a way to run with resources to run that campaign. So one way you can do it, it's not a perfect answer, but we've got a ballot initiative potentially coming up here in Colorado that would publicly finance state campaigns. Get behind that. Work to get it on the ballot. Work to get it passed. I mean, that's a very solid way to do that, because if we actually have public financing of elections in this state and in this country, that very problem that you identify, lobbyists and the power of corporate interest to use the campaign finance system, will be severely diminished. Hey, Dan, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Good talking to you. 752 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where do you draw the line in your politics and your personal life? I'm saying I'm drawing the line. I'm not just going to vote for any Democrat. And then I started asking myself the question, well, where do I draw the line elsewhere? I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan. You know, I bought an American-made car. Where do you draw the line? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You want to be careful on northbound I-25, basically between Larkspur and Castle Rock, getting reports of a high-speed chase there. Do be advised. Keep an eye over your shoulder and be keeping an eye behind you as you travel in between, basically, Monument and even Castle Rock. Also, two crashes on the turnpike, eastbound side at Pecos, one on the westbound side at Church Ranch. Also working this crash in the Tech Center. It's on the ramp from Bellevue to southbound I-25. Heavy jams on 25 northbound Surrey Ridge to Lincoln, again from Washington Street to Santa Fe. Southbounders in North Glen, again after 48th Avenue, getting close to downtown. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, founded in 1860, the year Abraham Lincoln was elected president, and now celebrating 150 years of service to Denver. Denver Health, 150 years of providing level one care for all. DenverHealth.org. That's DenverHealth.org.
Hi, this is Mario for the law firms of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM760. Turner and Henderson are personal injury trial lawyers who have supported Progressive Talk since the beginning. They've devoted their entire legal careers to handling personal injury claims. They represent real people, not big insurance companies or corporations, and they've been successful at all kinds of personal injury claims. Turner and Henderson, call for free consultation at 303-300-1600.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
I'm from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Even a full point. The NASDAQ composite on the flip side of that is up 9 points, and the Russell's up about a point. So a real contradiction here kind of confusing probably to the average investor as to what to do in this marketplace. But I pound the table. I will continue to pound the table for a while, and that is to say the market had a great run-up. Do not give all of those nice moves, the nice gains that you've seen over the last 8 months, do not give them all back. That has happened time and time again, and it happened in 2008 when people gave back all of their profits. Now much of them, only half of them have come back, but we want to keep that half that has come back. Don't lose them. Give us a call. We have some ideas that might help you protect those assets against devastating losses, and if you're approaching retirement, you can't afford that.
303-694-1600. It's an up and down ride out there. Get a strategy with Presidential Brokerage. 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right. Thanks, David.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friends about, then you've got to give it a try. Ovation Cell Therapy is that good. If your hair is splitting, dry, brittle, and breaking off, and you want your hair to grow thicker, fuller, stronger, longer, and twice as fast, you've got to try Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation is easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse application. It's completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and it's 100% guaranteed. Ovation even works for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
For over 17 years, Ovation Cell Therapy has helped more than 500,000 men and women with all hair types grow thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair faster. Join the tens of thousands of men and women who have logged on to OvationHair.com. And when you do, enter AM760 at checkout for a special money savings offer. For thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair, it's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. It's called the Home Ownership Accelerator. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. Call CMG Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
7:58 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we got a couple people holding. Josh, Dan, Denise, and Phil, hang on. We'll get to your calls after the national news. Where do you draw the line in your life, in your voting? Are you ready now to draw the line and say you're not just going to vote for any Democrat? That's what we're discussing today. Poll numbers, a couple more poll numbers out of the Massachusetts Senate race we will get to. Also, some more national stories. President Obama maybe cracked down on the banks. Do you believe it? We'll get to that after the national news.
Hi, folks. Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchase goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
1-800-500-6244. These historically low fixed rates may only be available for a limited time. For free information, 1-800-500-6244. 1-800-500-6244.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Zettapani. Reckless lending nearly brought the economy to its knees. Now President Obama is set to back proposals intended to keep that from happening again. CBS's Kimberly Dozier is at the White House.
The president will propose sweeping regulations that limit the size and scope of financial institutions and the risks they're allowed to take. That according to a senior official who says they also want to limit the complexity of trading of things like stocks, bonds, and options. The White House will ask Congress to include the measures in financial reform legislation that's already in the works.
Banking consultant Bert Ely isn't sure the president will get what he wants.
It's one thing for the president to propose. It's another thing for Congress to enact. And as we're probably going to see with health care, financial regulatory reform legislation is starting to bog down in Congress.
The biggest moneymaker on Wall Street says he had made $4.8 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. Goldman Sachs paid more than $16 billion in salaries and bonuses in 2009. Breaking news from Philadelphia, an Orthodox Jewish passenger caused a bomb scare on a U.S. flight out of New York within the past hour when he began to pray. The man was wearing tefillin, a headband with leather strings that could appear to be wires connected to an explosive device. KYW's Al Novak tells us what happened when the plane landed.
The plane was surrounded by police, Homeland Security, the TSA, the bomb squad, canine units, and fire crews. The man was then taken into custody by Philadelphia Airport Police, who have since turned the unidentified individual over to the FBI for questioning.
Airport operations were not disrupted. One major religious group is more likely than others to be the target of prejudice. CBS's Steve Caton has that.
63% of Americans say they have little or no knowledge of Islam, but 53% say their opinion of the faith is not favorable, and 43% admit to at least a little prejudice against Muslims. This poll from the Gallup World Religion Survey also found 25% with an unfavorable view of Jews, and for reasons not explained, those who admitted to some degree of bias toward Jewish people were more likely to feel the same about Muslims.
At one camp that's been set up for victims of the Haitian earthquake, food is hard to find, but a fire truck delivered some water. CBS's Peter King described how men are burying the earthquake dead.
They are digging more and more mass graves, these huge holes. Who knows how many bodies each one can hold. They want to try and remove these bodies from the city as quickly as they possibly can. The simple reason that the decomposing bodies release all kinds of toxins in the air.
More rain is falling on the already saturated foothills north of Los Angeles. The vegetation that could hold the water back was burned off by summertime wildfires, creating the risk of serious mudslides. Some residents have decided to take no chances.
I'll just keep my fingers crossed if I have a home after we come back.
Unemployment lines grew longer last week. 482,000 workers filed new claims. The Dow Industrials are down 32 points. This is CBS News.
I'm heading out to pick up some office supplies.
Oh, I'd go to Staples.
Yeah? How are the prices on paper?
Low.
How about printers?
Low.
Laptops?
Low.
Binder clips?
Low.
Ink?
Low.
Legal pads?
Low.
Pens?
Low.
Ballpoint pens?
Low, low, low. Look, Staples has low prices every day on over 7,000 items.
Felt tip pens?
I give up.
Save the easy way every day at Staples. And right now, save even more with $10 instant savings on TurboTax. Staples. That was easy. Offer valid on select TurboTax products through 2610.
Right now, at the Home Depot, take 10% off Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles. Brands like GE, Maytag, and LG are more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off Energy Star appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado volunteers working in Haiti say rescuers are having to scrounge for food, water, and medical supplies.
No experiences in the world could even prepare you for something like that. I've been to Iraq. I was in Katrina days after that event. Nothing was like this, with the amount of large buildings just completely devastated.
Robert Rubich is commander of the Colorado National Guard search and extraction team. The death toll in Haiti is now estimated at 200,000. Coming soon to a park near you, a 30-foot-tall movie screen. The city of Denver will be showing movies in Civic Center Park this summer in an outdoor 1,400-seat theater. Councilwoman Marsha Johnson voted for the contract with U.S. Open Air.
We're about economic development, I believe. We're about celebration. We're about having events in Denver that do bring us together in a really positive and happy way.
The city could make almost $100,000 off the deal. Open Air plans to charge $15 to $20 per seat and will also have concessionaires selling food and liquor. In sports, the Denver Nuggets beat the Golden State Warriors last night, 123 to 118. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Police are still cleaning up that accident eastbound 36 at Pecos. So as you're making your way Denver-bound from Boulder, you're going to find some delays on that approach to Sheridan. They've mopped up a crash westbound 36 that occurred right around Church Ranch. However, still sluggish there. Westbounders on C-470 are seeing speeds dip once you get past Quebec towards University. Same deal for southbounders on 2 1/4 after Parker Road towards I-25. We've got the mountain highways are slick in spots to and through some County along I-70, but no serious problems there. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 45, 46 degrees today to go along with some cloudy skies. Currently, it's 25 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new, everyday low prices on the things you use every day. Now get everything on your list, all at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, I just want to, before we get back to our discussion about where you draw the line, I just read this in the New York Times, and speaking about drawing the lines on things, the media is another place I've drawn the line, really. I didn't even know I drew the line, but I basically almost stopped turning on the television because it bothers me so much that how much the media distorts the debate. And this is just a great example of it. This is a story talking about President Obama and his potential new bank tax. Mr. Obama has proposed a tax on banks to recover taxpayer money from the bailout. But even some officials who support the policy worry that the rhetoric fuels the image of an anti-business administration at a time when creating jobs is the top priority. So basically, cracking down on the banks, cracking down on executive bonuses is somehow anti-business. Now, I don't know about you. If you own a small business, I should throw this out there. Is Goldman Sachs paying $16 billion in executive bonuses? Is that pro your business? Does that help your business? Or does it hurt your business that your taxpayer money is going to subsidize those bonuses when, in fact, it could be going to, let's say, making sure the roads and the infrastructure around your business are better? But this is how, of course, the media distorts the debate. And that's why I've basically drawn the line in some way on the media. I can't turn on the television anymore. I barely ever turn on the television to watch news. Of course, speaking of that, then you might ask, well, you know, why do I go on television? Well, because I know there's a lot of people watching it. And if you want to tune in, I'll be on CNN at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Turk's going to take over the last 15 minutes of the show to let me get to that. Let me get to that interview. We're going to be talking about the Massachusetts election. As I said, I drew the line yesterday. I just said, you know what? I'm not going to start voting. Just continue voting for Democrats unless they earn my vote. I'm not going to go vote for Republicans, but I'm not just going to vote for a politician by virtue of them being a Democrat. And then I started asking myself a question, well, where else do I draw the line in my own life? I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan. I bought an American car, but one of my cars was not made with union labor. Where should we draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Are you ready to draw the line in the voting booth? And where do you draw the line in your life? Because we can't all be pure. And so I just wonder where we draw these arbitrary lines. 303-713-7600. We're going to go back to the phones. Let's go to Denise in Federal Heights. Denise, you're on AM 760.
Good morning,
morning.
David. Excellent show.
Thanks.
Wow. This is something that's actually been on my mind for a while. But one of the ways you can draw the line as a voter, I think we should, I don't know how we're going to do it, but open it up for two new parties. Other than the Democratic and the Republican parties, two new parties, because, I mean, I don't know what will come of it, but something else has got to be better than what we have now. And I'm saying that because I want to just bring this to your attention, too. I bought a movie, Shirley Chisholm, the black woman that ran for president in 1972. And I was only 8 years old, but I'm watching the movie, and I literally just stopped the movie. Do you know she brought up jobs and health care? It does not take 40 years to give the people good health care.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. And as I said, I think, again, people have been asking, what the hell is going on here? Why has Barack Obama, why was he elected? How was he able to be elected saying he was going to crack down on the insurance companies, the drug companies, and Wall Street? And then he gets to office, and he seems the Senate bill and the bank bailouts are all policies that just give away a huge amount of taxpayer money to those industries with no statutory obligation that those industries will actually shape up, right? And people have been asking, well, how has that happened, right? How does that evolution happen? And my column coming out tomorrow in newspapers across the country makes the case that what the Democratic Party is trying to do is a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to make voters happy, and they are trying to not antagonize and also really make happy Wall Street people and health insurance people and drug industry executives who finance parts of the Democratic Party, right? You cannot do both at the same time, right?
Because you actually can't, and it cannot. If this is something they really wanted, David, this is what I keep asking myself. If this is something both parties really wanted, the Republicans really don't want it, but I'm just saying that, I guess. But if this is something they really wanted, wouldn't it have been done by now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But let me challenge you on one thing you just said. I don't think the Republicans don't want this on the policy, the Republican establishment.
Okay.
Now, why do I think they want to score a political victory to defeat any bill that could be perceived as possible, positive,
okay,
to get a political victory to defeat Obama. But the reason I say I don't believe that the Republicans don't want this health care bill on the substance of it, the Senate bill, right? The House bill, I understand why they don't want. The House bill's got a public option. It's got some tough regulations. I understand why the Republicans don't want that, because they're shilling for the insurance industry. Now, why wouldn't they want the Senate bill? Because the Senate bill is just a huge taxpayer giveaway, right? It's got very few regulations. It's got no public option. It just is basically cutting a check to the drug companies and the insurance companies. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, and an insurance mandate, right? So not only are we going to cut a check to you, the insurance companies and drug companies, but we're going to actually force customers to buy your expensive, faulty product. Okay, so why would the – well, first of all, the insurance and drug companies aren't against the Senate bill. I know President Obama is pretending that they are. They're not against it. They're not against it at all. In fact, I just saw a video up on the web, showing the website of the America's health insurance programs, the lobbyists, endorsing pieces of this bill. So why would the Republicans be against it? I don't think they're against it because they want a political victory, but substantively they are not against this bill. How do we know? Because this bill is basically a version of Medicare Part D. Everyone remember that? The Medicare prescription drug bill?
Okay.
The Medicare prescription drug bill that passed a couple of years ago, that the Republicans passed a couple of years ago, that George Bush passed a couple of years ago. It was the same model. Instead of allowing Medicare to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs, instead of allowing drug importation from other industrialized countries to lower the price of drugs, the bill, Medicare Part D, simply said we're just going to cut a big check to the drug companies to get them to cover a little bit of Medicare recipients' drug benefit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Republicans passed that. So I don't buy that the Republicans are substantively against the health care bill. They want a political victory. But really what we've got here is the governing majority in Congress is a corporatist majority, whether they're Democrats or whether they're Republicans. That doesn't mean that there's no Democrats who aren't corporatist. But when you combine all of the Republicans who are corporatists with, I don't know, a third of the Democrats in Congress who are corporatists, that's the operating majority. And that is why there has been such gridlock in Congress. And what you end up getting with corporatism is public policies that are sold with the argot, with the language of populism, that simply give away a huge amount of taxpayer money to private industry. And so that's why I said yesterday, I'm done. I am done simply voting down the line for Democrats. That's the line that I draw. But
so
then
David,
go ahead.
I just want to ask you this then. Do you think that two new parties, and I hope this doesn't sound crazy to anybody, but I think I'm just desperate. Do you think that two new parties would get the corporate companies out of Washington? Or is this just something we're just going to just have to deal with, just no matter who you put in office? Because
I'm not against the idea, obviously, of third and multi-parties. I'm not against that idea. I think we have to get some structural reform to allow third and fourth parties to really exist.
Because what people end up doing is voting for they're like, well, I don't want to vote for a Republican or I don't want to vote for a Democrat. So basically, a lot of times people are put in a situation where have to vote for the lesser of two evils.
That's exactly right. And what I'm saying is the first thing we can do in the short term, the very first thing we can do is simply say, I'm not going to be part of that equation. I'm not going to vote for either party unless one of the parties provides me a choice that has earned my vote. I'm going to vote effectively none of the above. And that's where I am. I'm not saying I'm never going to vote for a Democrat. And a Democrat can earn my vote. I'm not saying I'm going to vote for a Republican. What I'm saying is I'm not going to be complicit in the formula. Because if we allow the lesser of two evils formula to make decisions about how we vote, then what we are doing is saying to the party that continues to do that, no matter how much you sell us out, there will be no consequences. And that is where I am drawing my line in the ballot box. Hey, Denise, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Phil.
My idea is that people who have investment portfolios can be a lot more active about how they engage the companies that they own.
Phil, I'm so glad you bring this up, and I'm going to let you continue and tell people about how they can do that. But one of the chapters in my book, The Uprising, I spent time down in Dallas with a group of shareholder activists at the ExxonMobil. I snuck into the ExxonMobil shareholder meeting. And you're absolutely right. I mean, people don't realize that we collectively, workers, regular middle-class people, 401ks, pension plans, own trillions of dollars in stock that goes unused in a shareholder resolution capacity. I'll let you tell us what that actually means.
Yeah, no, you're right. Most mutual funds and most money managers don't engage companies at all in shareholder activism of any kind. They always just pretty much vote straight party line,
whatever the management wants.
Right, on sort of shareholder issues. But there are active shareholders who bring up proxy issues such as say on pay and corporate governance issues of a variety of sorts. And if people have trouble sort of sifting through stacks of proxy votes or proxy packages that they get, they can encourage their financial advisors or money managers to be more active in that vein. And if they push back on them by saying, oh, it's going to cause underperformance or some of these other, you know, they throw up these roadblocks that are falsely derived, you know, they can move to other people who will support those things. And there are people out there doing a great job and getting great results through active shareholder
engagement. Yeah, Phil, it's a really great point. People should be, and we will try here on AM 760 to get somebody on to talk about how people can look at their 401ks, their investment portfolios, and see how they can vote those shares. Every share you own, you get to vote on shareholder resolutions, and most of these shares never get voted. Now, it's not to say that rich people don't own a lot of shares, too. They do. But shareholder resolutions are very important. They're forgotten. And they tend to happen. These votes happen in the spring when there are shareholder meetings, and we will try to get people on, somebody on to discuss how people can vote those shares. Hey, thanks for the call. 818 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where do you draw the line? In the voting box, voting booth? Where do you draw the line in your own life to make your progressive ideals, or whatever ideals, conservative ideals, a reality? I was saying this whole thing with this Massachusetts race and the Obama administration, the Democrats pushing a kind of corporatist model of government. John Hickenlooper coming out of the gate. He's going to be the leading Democrat in this state, running for governor, the top of the ticket. He starts off his campaign railing on environmental regulations, saying he's not going to consider raising taxes. And saying that his job, his goal is to put more business interests in the government. And I said, I'm drawing the line. I'm finally saying I'm just not going to vote the straight Democratic ticket. These people are going to have to earn my vote. And then I started thinking, where else should I draw the line in my life? I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not a vegan. I bought an American car, but it's not one of the cars that I bought wasn't union made. Why did I draw those lines there, and where do you draw the line? Where should we draw the line? And there's no such thing, and I would challenge you, there's just no such thing as purity, right? There is no such thing as purity. So where should we be drawing the lines? We'll get to more of your calls, and I'll fill you in also on President Obama's new proposal after the Massachusetts election to limit the size of banks. Is it a pander, or is it real? Also, some local news here. JohnHickenlooper.com is available. So says the Colorado Independent. I'll fill you in on that as well after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Let's start on I-25. Some jams both directions, northbound in Castle Rock, Surrey Ridge to Lincoln Avenue. A pretty long stretch there. Again, from about Emerson Street Bridge to 6th Avenue. Southbounders, 120th to 84th, again from 48th past Spear, also from about Evans to Hamden, also going to be a struggle as you make your way from Denver towards the Tech Center. We do have two current crashes, University and Evans, and one on northbound Santa Fe after Hamden. Also a lot of traffic in Littleton on C-470, westbounders, Bowles to Hamden, and for eastbounders, Lucent to Quebec. Forecast, partly cloudy, seasonal, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Come.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Attention business owners, don't rent electricity, own it. Learn now at Independent Power Systems Commercial Solar Event. The Coors Field Solar Experts will show you how your business can go solar with low upfront costs and how rebates and federal tax grants can yield a 5 to 7 year ROI. Boulder County business owners can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program to go solar for zero down and one annual payment. Green your business with solar and never pay another electric bill. Learn how in Boulder, Tuesday, January 26th at the St. Julian Hotel and Tuesday, February 2nd at the Dairy Center for the Arts. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. In the neighborhood, drop by our Boulder office January 21st at 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN. To 7 p.m. for the Solar Community Night. Visit solarips.com/KKZN for details or call 303-443-0015. Call 303-443-0015. 015 for details or visit solarips.com/KKZN.
It is not liberals or progressives who are harming this administration. It is the administration itself. And they need to wake up and smell the coffee and figure out that the majority, more than 70% of Americans, want Social Security strengthened. More than 70% of Americans think corporations have too much power in this country. More than 80% of Americans would like a public option or single-payer health insurance, you know, Medicare for all. That polls higher than anything.
Learn a little something. Afternoons at 1, Tom Hartman on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's just off the wire, right during the break. The Supreme Court has voted 5-4 to allow corporations to spend freely in elections, in federal elections. By a 5-4 vote, the court overturned a 20-year-old ruling that said corporations can be prohibited from using money from their general treasuries to pay for campaign ads. The decision, which almost certainly will also allow labor unions to participate more freely in campaigns, threatens campaign finance limits imposed by 24 states. This is terrible news. No way to spin it. Absolutely, positively awful news coming off of the wire right now. The Bush-stacked Supreme Court, again, has ruled that corporations may spend freely to support or oppose candidates for president and Congress, easing decades-old limits on their participation in federal campaigns. Now, this is terrible news, but don't kid yourself. Corporations have basically been spending freely. They've just had to go through a couple of hoops, but this is going to make it that much easier. It is a very, very bad piece of news. A funny piece of news, the Colorado Independent reports that johnhickenlooper.com is available. If you want that website address, apparently it's up for grabs for $1,000. That's what it's being auctioned off at.
Did you see if MayorHowdyDoody.com was taken?
After, we're going to try to see if Mayor Howdy Doody was taken.
We can get that one for a little cheaper.
Do we got the Howdy Doody music?
I can get it for you in just 1 second.
Because we always play this song. Just because I think John Hickenlooper sort of is a, you know, he kind of looks like Howdy Doody, he kind of bumbles around like Howdy Doody. And he's going to be, by the way, he's going to be in studio with us. There it is. I'm not sure if I'm going to have the guts.
Changing.
I'm not sure if I'm going to have the guts to play the song while he's in here. I'm just going to tell folks that I think he might get pissed off.
He's now scheduled for February 4th.
February 4th.
At 9:30.
So Mayor Howdy Doody will be here February 4th. I also want to mention, before we get back to the phones, the Denver Brew Fest is this weekend. It's the Denver Winter Brew Fest. You can find the website, denverbrewfest.com. Turk will be there. On Friday, you can get your tickets at denverbrewfest.com. Later on in the season, we're going to have ticket giveaways for the Summer Brewfest. The Winter Brewfest is going to be awesome, though.
Denver, there are some tickets still available for that.
Right.
We had heard it was sold out, but they do have a late surge of tickets that are available. So if you go to that website.
denverbrewfest.com.
And if you spot me, come say hi.
And tomorrow in studio, we're going to have
Ska Brewing Company from Durango, Colorado,
that's
where I went to school, man. Love these guys.
Yeah, very, very psyched.
So that, yeah.
That's going to be our Friday drinking.
Modus operandi, Dave. Tomorrow you're going to be having a sip.
Modus operandi. Awesome. We'll get back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Where do you draw the line? Are you ready to draw the line now and say you're not going to vote the Democratic ticket? And in general, in your life, where have you drawn the lines to try to put your political ideals into action? Right? I bought an American car. But one of the cars we bought, we have two cars, one for me, one for my wife. One of the cars wasn't union made. Why did I draw that line arbitrarily? I mean, I'll tell you why. Because I looked up the safety stuff and the reliability and the car that fit our needs at the time that we bought the one that wasn't union made, although it was American made. That was the car that fit our needs. And so I guess I drew the line there. Was I wrong? Maybe some of you will say, well, Sirota, you should have drawn the line and not bought a car. Now, granted, I was living up in Montana, and I challenge you to try to get around Montana without a car. I defy you to try to do that. But I'm just curious where people draw their lines in their own lives, because there is no purity. And ultimately, it kind of can never stop. You can keep going. And so where are the logical lines you draw in your own life? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave. First, both mayorhowdydoody.com and governorhowdydoody.com are still available.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah. But, you know, I kind of drew my line on the Obama administration and Democrats when they dumped Robert Reich early on, because that wasn't just about one person. That was them saying, well, as long as we're campaigning, we think that there's value in the individual. But now that we're done, look what we did to Reich. If you're not full corporate, if you have any interest in helping the individual, you're out.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's good that you mentioned that, because I remember just a year ago, you know, when Obama was appointing his cabinet and appointing his top officials, and it was a very heady time for the Obama administration, and they were just coming into office, and they put a lot of Wall Street people and Wall Street connected people into high office, and they ignored people like Robert Reich, they ignored people like Paul Volcker, and by the way, it's I'm glad you mentioned this today in particular, because Obama's rolling out this new proposal to limit the size of banks, which is something that Volcker, who is no great liberal, by the way, has been pushing Obama to adopt for months, and he's been ignored. And I throw it out there. I wonder if people see this move by Obama as kind of an empty gesture. You know, it's a little too little, too late. You don't really mean it because you haven't been doing it for the first year, right? All you've been doing the first year, really, has been throwing a huge amount of taxpayer cash at Wall Street. And I remember a year ago when some critics were saying, hey, Obama is stacking his administration with Wall Streeters. This is not a good thing. And a lot of Obama supporters said, shut up. You know, shut up. Get in line. You know, we have to be unified. And we're going to be talking with Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com about this tension here, right? This tension between is there a tension between pushing a progressive agenda or pushing an agenda that you want, being a citizen, and disloyalty to the president? Because there's a lot of people out there saying, the reason the Democrats lost this Senate race in Massachusetts was because the left, quote unquote, hasn't been loyal to Obama and hasn't been loyal to Democrats. So we're going to be talking with Glenn Greenwald about this. And look, I think you're right. I think it started from the beginning. You campaign as a populist. You campaign, you're going to take on Wall Street, take on the big drug and insurance companies. Then you pack your administration with Wall Streeters. You know, I mean, I think for a lot of people, that was the sort of first alarm bell. And, you know, I mean, I'll just throw it back to you. Are you not going to, I mean, how are you going to operationalize your discontent with that? What does that mean when you say you drew the line? Are you not going to vote for Democrats in the next election?
Well, it depends on the Democrat, but, you know, we spent several days out with me and my family and my young daughters going door to door. I've only given to two candidates before, which were Dean and Obama. But, you know, Democrats aren't going to get a cent from me until they show me some results. I'm not going door to door. I've decided that, you know, it's not worth the headaches of being as involved with promoting these guys. You know, if, you know, my wife's sitting here going, I don't want to watch the news because it makes me, unhappy.
And so yeah, and look,
I'm not as up to it as I used to be.
I think that's a one way outside of the ballot box that you can actually, as I said, operationalize your discontent. You don't have to give money to the political parties. You don't have to. You can unsubscribe from the Obama for America email list. You can not volunteer for Democratic candidates. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you necessarily do that, but that's just another way to express your discontent outside of the ballot box. Hey, Josh, thanks for the call. Let's go to one more call. Let's go to Dan in Colorado Springs. Dan, you're on AM 760.
I cannot believe, as a fiscal conservative, how much I am agreeing with you and the people who I've just been listening to over the last half an hour. I don't watch news anymore, just mostly because of all of the reasons that you stated. As far as where I draw the line on politics in my personal life, you know, if you find a good deal, make the deal. I mean, I guess that's your best political move. But what I really called to throw at you was, I agree with the way that campaigns are funded. That is a real problem, and I wonder how you would feel about campaign spending caps. I think that people should have to raise a certain amount of money, but I kind of wonder if people actually had the same amount of money to spend on their campaigns, regardless of which party, if it would become more of a theater of ideas instead of how much influence you could sell off.
Well, you know, Dan, I am not opposed to campaign spending caps. There's two problems with it as the overall solution. The first problem is a simple Supreme Court problem. The Supreme Court has ruled that money is speech, and that hard caps on what people can spend is unconstitutional. I don't agree with that legal reasoning, but that is the law of the land. So the problem is, if you passed a hard cap, it would get, you know, you'd be undermined by the Supreme Court. I think the way to circumvent that is a public financing system where people basically, I mean, and I only got a short amount of time here, but basically, if you meet a certain threshold of small donations in a geographically diverse, you know, you got to get a certain amount of small donations in every county in your district, let's say, then you are entitled to a certain chunk of public financing for your campaign. And when you accept public financing, then you accept a spending cap, right? So that's the way you can enact a spending cap, is make it voluntary. And the only way, of course, you're going to get people to volunteer is to offer something in return. Public financing means the money is not coming from special interests. It's not coming from any private interest. It's coming from the public. And I say this to I know there are libertarians out there who say, I don't want taxpayer money going to run politicians' campaigns. My point is this. We invest a huge amount of money right now in private banks and private industries. We invest a significant, although not all that big, but certainly a significant amount of money in building, quote-unquote, building democracy abroad. We could invest a fraction of that in building democracy here at home. And the way to build democracy here at home, one of the ways to do that, is to say we're not going to let our elections be bought. We as taxpayers are willing to invest a little bit of money into our own election system, into our own campaign finances. I mean, remember, the presidential race, what did it cost last year? $2
billion.
Yeah, okay. Now,
$2 billion? I know it was well over $1 billion.
Right, okay.
I have a big problem with this.
But hold on a second. Let me just say this. You may have a problem with this, but just put it in perspective. $2 billion is a lot of money, except in a situation where we are spending $12 trillion on loans, subsidies, and guarantees to one industry. $12 trillion. $2 billion to invest in our democracy and make sure that it can't be bought. I don't think that's
okay,
a bad
there's
deal.
There's a problem with that. Okay, unless you make it mandatory for all parties running, then who's to say that one party who does not accept the public funding?
I get where you're going.
Accept it from.
I'll tell you, here's how you deal with it, and here's how Arizona, not a liberal state, deals with it. It says if a candidate accepts public financing and they're running against a candidate who doesn't, the amount of money that the candidate who doesn't accept public financing spends above the spending cap will be matched by the public financing. Now, you might say, well, then, you know, that was going to drain public coffers. Well, yeah, except it also creates a disincentive for the candidate who doesn't take public financing not to try to outspend their opponent, because they won't be able to. And we can go back and forth on this, and I really appreciate your call, Dan. Thanks for the call. 836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to talk about how Colorado in specific has been hurt by this Wall Street crisis and these Wall Street bailouts. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk. A
couple of new crashes. Northbound I-25 around Colfax. The delays there back around Broadway. Also a new one on westbound I-70. Right around York Street. Now the backups here extend to Colorado Boulevard. Also heavy on 225 both directions beginning at Parker Road. Northbounders breaking loose after Mississippi. The southbounders not until you reach the 25 merge. Also heavy, U.S. 36, eastbound Sheridan to Pecos, westbounders Sheridan to Wadsworth. Also, surface street accidents, University and Evans and Santa Fe and Hamden. That's on the northbound side of Santa Fe there. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, a 10% chance of a.m. flurries, but warm in the afternoon with a high of 50. Our current downtown temperature is 27. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Pearle Vision, where they do things differently to make your eye care experience a whole lot better. Like being upfront about costs, so there's no surprises at the register, and taking time to help you understand your insurance coverage. Visit PearleVision.com to learn more. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you cringe when you think about your tax return? If so, you're not alone. Go to eFile.com now and prepare and eFile your taxes and get your maximum tax refund faster. eFile.com will guide you through simple, easy-to-understand questions. Just click eFile and you're done. Start with the free federal edition at eFile.com. Less taxing, more yours. Done at eFile.com.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and Help the Vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
Please stay tuned for a free weight loss offer following this story.
I gained my weight after I had my first child, and within a year, I gained like 150 pounds. For 20 years, I tried everything, you know, from different diets, exercising. One time I seen a friend, and when I seen her, she was slim. So I said, how did you do that? You know, how did you get so skinny so fast? And she was like, Right Side Smoothies. So that's when I decided to try Right Side Smoothies. And when I first started, the first 30 days, I lost 30 pounds. And by the time I hit a year, I lost 143 pounds. When I look in the mirror, I see a beautiful person. I love the Right Side Smoothies. It's the best thing that happened to me.
If you would like to try Right Side Smoothies for free, call now for a free two-week supply. If you don't lose the weight, you'll never pay for the smoothies. Call 1-800-900-3967. 1-800-900-3967. That's 1-800-900-3967.
My husband's always had dark circles under his eyes. He blames his dad for that. But then his work stress and schedule made them even more noticeable. To add to the problem, he didn't want to use some fancy eye cream made for women. That's why I got him Hydralyze.
Hydralyze is a scientific breakthrough that isn't fancy, it's effective. Developed by a plastic surgeon, Hydralyze visibly erases dark circles and bags, whether they're due to heredity, aging, or fatigue. If the man in your life has dark under-eye circles or bags, do him a favor and call in the next 10 minutes for a free trial of Hydralyze. The number is 1-800-400-5797.
My husband didn't think he had any options. Now he has the solution.
Men and women who've tried clinically proven Hydralyze are amazed at the dramatic results. If you know someone suffering from dark under-eye circles and bags, call in the next 10 minutes for a risk-free trial of Hydralyze. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-5797. 1-800-400-5797.
8:41 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's the 21st of January, going up to mid-40s. And this Supreme Court ruling right off the wire, I just want to, again, fill people in. If you're just tuning in, the Supreme Court has ruled in a 5-4 decision that corporations may spend freely to support or oppose candidates for president and Congress, easing decades-old limits on their participation in federal campaigns. Now, this does not invalidate state campaign finance rules, so that's a good thing. And there's going to be probably a ballot initiative on the ballot here in Colorado to publicly finance campaigns. That said, this is a tragic ruling. This is a you never like to make sweeping generalizations too quickly, but this is one of those rulings that will be looked back on as pivotal, unless Congress really steps into the breach and enacts a public financing system of elections, by the way, which President Obama has said that he supports. But without that, and assuming that that's not going to happen, this opens up the door for corporations without any real obstacle to openly buy campaigns. I mean, they already do buy campaigns, but this makes it even easier. And this is really an apocalyptic ruling from the Supreme Court. I wish there was a way to spin it that was better. But to simply say that a corporation can spend whatever it wants, I mean, and I know some people say, well, this also allows labor unions to spend whatever they want. Well, that's fine, but that's not really consolation. As I wrote in my book, Hostile Takeover, because in the political debate, you hear the corporations say, well, unions get to spend, and unions are so powerful. Unions are outspent, I think it's 15 or 20 to 1 from corporations in elections. So corporations, for every $1 a union spends, corporations are spending $20 already in the campaign finance system. This opens the door for that to get that ratio to get even higher. It's a terrible, terrible ruling. And when I wrote my book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government, this is exactly what I was talking about. Now, speaking of big money conquering our government, we've been talking a lot about Wall Street reform and what Wall Street reform really means. And we are joined now by the state director at the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, Danny Katz. They are leading a campaign or involved in a campaign, Coloradans for Financial Reform. And they put out a report looking at what the effect of the financial meltdown has really been to us here in Colorado. Danny, thanks for taking the time this morning. All right, give us some numbers about what this meltdown has meant for people in Colorado, and obviously then, why Wall Street reform is so important to us here in Colorado.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the program. So over the last 2 years, I think, everyone's aware of the financial crisis we've been in, and probably everybody could tell you how they've been impacted individually. We have been crunching some numbers together with the Center for Responsible Lending to figure out what has been the cost here in Colorado. And there's just a number of startling numbers that stick out. One of the biggest practices or financial practices that the Wall Street's engaged in is overdraft fees. So you go and you use your debit card and they let you actually take out more money than you have in your account. They don't warn you about it and they charge you a fee. The average fee they charge you is $34. And that doesn't sound too bad, but when you think about it, the average amount that you're actually purchasing with your debit card is $13. So the fee is 2 to 3 times greater than the amount that you're overdrafting, and that adds up to a lot of money. The U.S. cost, the total amount over across the United States is $23.7 billion, and we estimate that's about $381.7 million here in the state of Colorado that Wall Street's getting just from...
In overdraft fees.
Just in overdraft fees, yeah.
$387 million sucked right out of the Colorado economy in overdraft fees.
Yep.
It's
yep.
really, really amazing. And now we talked here about foreclosures, and you say in your report that we have lost, in terms of home equity, $15 billion. And when is that since?
That's estimated between 2009 and going into 2012. So taking a look at the last couple of years and estimating how many more foreclosures are going to be coming down the pipeline. That's a 3-year estimate right there.
What is the answer to this? I mean, some might say, well, look, the banks and the financial industry is going to continue doing this, that the bill moving in Congress has been so gutted and so watered down already that it won't solve any of these problems. Where do you come down on that?
Well, we think that we need a strong consumer financial protection agency, and we think that's possible through Congress, and we're working real hard to make sure that that happens. I mean, look, it isn't rocket science. We know a bad practice when we see one. We know that when you sign someone up for a mortgage with interest rates that they'll just never be able to meet, or the overdraft example that I just gave, or you have a credit card rate and you change it, or you change it for any reason, including no reason at all, those are bad practices. And if there's anything we learned from the last 2 years, it's that no one is looking out for consumers and identifying those practices and stopping them. And if we had done that, we would have stopped Wall Street from engaging in some of this unsustainable and reckless behavior. And we're confident that we can make that happen by creating a strong consumer financial protection agency.
And that is under attack right now. And there's a rumor out there that the House bill, which has the Consumer Financial Protection Agency in it, that the Senate will actually drop it, that the Senate Democrats will simply drop the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. So that is definitely in flux. People should call their congressperson and our senators, by the way. Michael Bennett is one of the top recipients of Wall Street money in the United States Senate and sits on that banking committee. Remember, we talked about how he voted for Ben Bernanke. What a travesty that was. Michael Bennett has a chance here to make an impact for this. Has he said that he is going to demand a Consumer Financial Protection Agency?
He hasn't committed one way or the other to us. He does seem to understand the problem and is working with us to come up with these good solutions, but he has yet to come out strongly in, for a strong, independent Consumer Financial Protection Agency.
So when people call up his office, I mean, is the ask for him to draw, because we've been talking all morning about drawing lines in the sand, is the ask for him to draw a line in the sand and say, look, I'm not going to support any kind of Wall Street quote-unquote reform unless it has this this provision in it to create this Consumer Financial Protection Agency, this agency, by the way, that his big Wall Street donors oppose?
Yeah, I think that is the ask. I mean, we want him to support creating a strong, independent Consumer Financial Protection Agency, and we're pretty confident that the banks are not calling him and saying the same thing. So if people just say that, then I think he'll get the message and he'll know where they're coming from.
So you heard that here, folks. There's a call to action, right? We're always looking for things that we can actually do. We got a guy on the Senate Banking Committee who is one of Wall Street's top recipients of money. Wall Street is aggressively lobbying against the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. The committee that Michael Bennett is on is thinking about dropping that Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And so we need to call him. People need to tell him to not do that. People need to tell him to draw a line in the sand. And again, it's just absolutely critical. One last really quick question for you. Is there anything that the Colorado legislature is looking at doing that addresses at least pieces of this?
Sure. There's a couple of different things that the legislature is doing and has done. And today at noon, if anyone's near the steps of the Capitol, there'll be an event where a couple of legislators and myself will be announcing some of the financial reforms that are being proposed, but one in particular, Representative Mark Ferrandino, has been moving to try and reduce the interest rates on payday lending. Payday lending interest rates could get as high as 521% here in the state of Colorado, and there's a bill to cap that at 36%, which still seems high, but seems a lot more reasonable than a 521% loan. So that's one thing that's going on right now in the state.
Absolutely. So there are some to action. You can find more about this at copirg.org. Danny Katz, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
You too.
8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We've got this new Supreme Court ruling off the wire. 5-4, the Supreme Court says corporations can whatever they want. on elections, on federal elections. We'll talk a little bit more about it, and I'll play you a clip that I keep forgetting to play you from MSNBC about how the media defines quote-unquote real Americans. What does that mean in the media definition? Well, on an MSNBC Morning Joe a couple days ago, real American apparently means a white man. Stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this crash on 25 as you're trying to get in between downtown and the north end. The crash on the northbound side at Colfax. Signs in the road northbound near Colfax as well. Also, it looks like there's two accidents there. It's hard to read, but looks like we got two different problems there right on the northbound side of 25 at Colfax. Also, just cleaned up that crash westbound I-70 around Washington Street. Still slow going in Aurora southbound 225 Parker Road to 25. Also, heavy on the turnpike westbound side Sheridan to Wadsworth, but that lone accident northbound I-25 around Colfax. Forecast, partly cloudy, seasonal, highs in the upper 40s. Right now, we're still sitting at 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
The Home Depot, take 10% off Energy Star appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles. Brands like GE, Maytag, and LG are more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off Energy Star appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
The following is a free offer from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Foundation for Healthier Living is now giving away free 2-week trials of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you are concerned about your weight and need to lose more than 20 pounds, you may call and request a free trial now. The toll-free number is 1-800-400-8432. Please note that this free trial is only available to men and women in this listening area. If you do not live in this area, you are not eligible for the free 2-week trial. Again, this is a free weight loss trial from the Foundation for Healthier Living. Anyone who is concerned about their weight may call now for a free 2-week trial of a guaranteed weight loss program. If you do not lose the weight, you never pay for the product. Call for your free trial now. 1-800-400-8432. That's 1-800-400-8432. 1-800-400-8432.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the Governor's Mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to BestWayInsulation.com to go green and save green. That's BestWayInsulation.com.
Time for your daily living.
LendingTree Mortgage Rate Update. Refinance today and get a 30-year fixed rate for only 4.875%, 5.06% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-8733.
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Morgan. Like my song says, bonfires can be a whole lot of fun, but they can also lead to a wildfire if they aren't properly extinguished. So remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. To learn more, check out SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
8:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I want you to listen to this interchange on MSNBC between Donnie Deutsch, Mike Barnicle, and Peggy Noonan. Listen very closely to it.
We're going back to basics, right? You know, we obviously have our first African-American president, and we've had the female candidates and whatnot. You look at him, he looks like the candidate, the traditional view of the candidate. And is there a visceral comfort in that to people? I'm just curious from a real kind of sociological point of view.
I don't think
things
so.
Have not worked. Oh, my God, we get too crazy everywhere.
I don't think so.
Only when you contrast it. I think there's something to it. He's the high school football coach who everyone knows, and he's running against the substitute teacher who takes no interest in her classroom students.
Mm-hmm. Ha, 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 ha.
That's what's going on here.
There's something else going on. He's a sort of new sort of Republican. Old style was a Boston Brahmin liberal Republican.
Right.
What followed that was the scrappy Reagan Democrats, ethnic and working class. This is something new now. It's a regular guy, looks like an American from the middle or self-made into a middle class.
All right, that we can cut it off there. So they looks like an American. You heard that? Going back to basics, they juxtapose it against women candidates and black candidates. They're talking about Scott Brown, of course, in Massachusetts. So apparently, according to the media, real Americans who go back to basics are white males. How racist can you get? Stick around for Glenn Greenwald after the national news.
Hi, folks. Ed Schultz here. Say thanks for listening to AM 760 in Colorado. Say, are you a coffee drinker? Well, try mine. Big Eddie's Hawaiian Coffee Beans and Help the Vets. I can't go without coffee in the morning. Here's a great way to help the veterans. $3 of every bag purchased goes to post-traumatic stress disorder counseling for the veterans through IAVA. USACoffeeCompany.com. I'll give you a toll-free number as well. 100% Hawaiian coffee made in USA. You'll love the flavor. It's great coffee, and you can help the vets. Six bags will get you free shipping. 1-866-581-0667. www.usacoffeecompany.com. They've got the 1-800 number right there on the website. USA Coffee Company supports this radio station and Progressive Talk. Enjoy your favorite talk shows with a great cup of coffee from USA Coffee Company and help the vets. 1-866-581-0667. That's www.usacoffeecompany.com. Order today.
From the roasting before you buy it. Supplies are limited, so get your free trial now at 1-800-600-8199. Phone lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-600-8199.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington. A sea change in the spending rules for American elections. The Supreme Court, in a major ruling, says corporations and labor unions can spend freely on campaign ads that Congress cannot constrain them. Direct contributions to candidates still are banned. Steve Hursting of the Center for Competitive Politics praises the decision.
The Supreme Court recognized that corporations, like other persons within our political system, have First Amendment rights.
Bob Edgar of Common Cause predicts this will unfairly skew elections.
It's another example where Wall Street and large corporations can now double and triple and quadruple their money influence in Washington.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Washington with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
Well, Southern California is bracing for another round of harsh winter weather. The fourth storm in a week is expected to bring more rain, raising the specter of mudslides in the foothills ravaged by wildfires last summer. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck is pleading with people in vulnerable areas not to stay.
Please, please cooperate and obey the lawful orders of your police department. If you are told to evacuate, do so.
The Haitian government now says 2 million people have been left homeless by last week's earthquake. The estimated death toll stands at 200,000. More from CBS News correspondent Peter King in Port-au-Prince.
The disposal of bodies is still a big, big problem. Driving around Port-au-Prince, you could still see bodies in the street, although not necessarily the huge pile. piles that we saw in the first couple of days after the earthquake.
The head of the U.S. Southern Command says the bottleneck is getting relief flights into Haiti should ease somewhat. General Douglas Frazier says a third alternate airport has been opened as more than 1,000 flights are still waiting to land in the stricken country. An unexpected jump in the number of Americans needing jobless benefits, the Labor Department says last week. First-time claims climbed by 36,000. Still, PNC Financial senior economist Robert Dye doesn't see a trend.
I would expect to get back to consistent positive monthly payroll numbers here by the end of the first quarter.
And there's a sign that the pace of economic growth could pick up in the coming months. The Conference Board's index of leading indicators jumped in December by 1.1%. Well, after a bitter public fight, NBC and Conan O'Brien have agreed to part company. Let's go live to Los Angeles and CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
And Nick, this is an expensive TV divorce for NBC.
I should have known something was up when NBC sent me that 2010 calendar that only went up to January.
The network will pay tonight show host Conan O'Brien $32 million in severance. Another $12 million will be paid to his support staff. O'Brien will be free to work for a competing network starting in September. This all paves the way for Jay Leno to once again host The Tonight Show. He will take over on March 1st. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And checking stocks at this hour, a sell-off underway. The Dow down 133 points, the Nasdaq 15, the S&P 500 off 12. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get a special buy on two large 32-ounce bottles of Windex for just $4. That means more cash in your pocket for things like paper towels, or trash bags, or rug cleaner to help you get rid of that mystery stain left over from the holidays. Get on your way to a clean house without cleaning out your wallet. Starting with two bottles of Windex for just $4. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through January 31st, U.S. only.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi. My husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online homeowners and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield, Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Only a few days into the 2010 legislative session, and already there's a bill that would make it tougher for patients to get medical marijuana cards. State Senator Chris Romer.
There's lots of legitimate people on that registry. We also know there are some people who are using that registry to basically abuse it for recreational purposes. We want them out of the system. They should have never gotten the referral card in the first place.
Romer's bill would require doctors to give patients a physical exam and review medical history before recommending they be added to the state's list of approved medical marijuana users. They're getting the shovels handy in southwestern Colorado.
We've seen a lot of clouds over on the mountains where Telluride is. It's coming our way. It's going to be bad.
Catherine lives in Montrose, where they're expecting up to 4 feet of snow by tomorrow night. A blizzard warning is now in effect for the southwestern part of the state. That includes Ouray and Telluride. Jesse says the snow really started coming down in Durango about 2 hours ago.
It's been so sunny. I mean, last week it was, and then now it's jumping on us.
As for here in the metro area, we may see a flurry or two, but that's about all by Saturday. In sports, the Nuggets beat Golden State 123-118 last night. They play the Clippers tonight in L.A. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where you may find some slowing for northbound I-25 as you're trying to get downtown. We had reports of an earlier accident that occurred right around Colfax. Also, some road signs in the road. Those are going to be near Colfax as well. So it will be sluggish as you're trying to make your way northbound. Westbound I-70, a little bit slow on that approach to Wadsworth. St. Villas, you're traveling westbound on 36 just after Sheridan. A little bit heavy as you're making your way towards Wadsworth. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, but mild temperatures. Temperature-wise, with a high in the mid-40s, currently it is 29 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer. Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've just got to play this sound because the news off the wire right now is, it just epitomizes what the news off the wire.
Now this is the place that I was telling you about. It's real f***ed up.
Yeah, it's real messed up. That's right. The Supreme Court now ruling 5-4 in a split decision that corporations can spend whatever they want. In campaigns and elections, federal campaigns and elections. It is a historic landmark decision saying that corporations are people. And corporations have already had personhood rights, of course, for years. But this would say that they cannot be limited in their campaign spending ads for or against candidates. A very, very tragic ruling that is going to change politics for the worse. And, you know, I think that, corporations have been able to influence elections in a very serious way. So this is not necessarily a departure from the kind of political culture we already have, but it's just going to make the political culture we already have worse. It's pretty bad. There's no real way to spin this as good news. I guess the hope, although I wouldn't hold out that much hope, is that the Obama administration could pass public financing of elections to help mitigate some of this, but that hasn't been on the agenda at all. Okay, joining us now at 9:08 here on AM 760 is, I would say, in terms of daily reading, my favorite writer of all out there, Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com. You can find his work, obviously, at Salon.com. We've linked to his particular website on Salon at our website, am760.net. Glenn, thanks for joining us. Your latest piece is called, and it's tongue-in-cheek, of course, Blame the All-Powerful Left. This was a piece you wrote in the wake of the Massachusetts election. Tell us what you're seeing out there about from people who are trying to say this is this election loss is a product of Democrats going too far to the left, or the left in the United States being too powerful. How much of a theme is that out there, and why is it so wrong?
Well, it's interesting. There's actually two versions of the attempt to blame the left. I mean, finally, people are recognizing that the Obama administration, their political approach is failing with Americans. Those of us who have been saying that all year used to be called traitors and Naderites and hysterics and purists and all sorts of names. And now the very people who were calling Obama critics those names are themselves finally recognizing the obvious reality that things are going radically wrong for the Democrats, and they're trying to figure out why. And there's sort of two versions of this attempt to blame it on the left, which is a favorite Washington pastime and has been for a long time. One is this sort of view of right-wing Democrats like Evan Bayh and Lanny Davis and a bunch of inside the Beltway Democrats who say that the reason why the public is turning away from the Democratic Party is because Barack Obama and the Democrats in Congress have governed too far to the left. Their policies have been too liberal, and is alienating Americans because Americans aren't nearly that liberal, and therefore the solution is to move even further to the right. And the second version is coming from people whose political allegiance is really defined by loyalty to Barack Obama, the person, rather than any particular viewpoints. And they, too, are blaming the left because they say the left has been too critical of Barack Obama, and that's weakened him in the eyes of independents, and by causing all this infighting within the Democratic Party, it's made Obama look bad and caused independents to think, well, if even his own base doesn't like him, why should I? And, you know, to me, the idea that the left, which is by design marginalized in the Democratic Party, the strategy of Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama is to steer as far away from as possible from the left. The idea that it's the left that is somehow causing the Democratic Party's problems when the left has no influence within the Democratic Party is just patently absurd. But it's just a way for people who are responsible for these problems to shield themselves from blame.
When we look at the exit polling from Massachusetts, we see that among among the Democrats, or at least Obama voters who voted for Scott Brown, there is a majority of them say that President Obama has not delivered the change that he promised, and an even bigger majority of them say that they support things like a public option. Is it your belief, when you look at what's going on in politics, that if the Democrats, even at this, I guess, in this election cycle, this relatively late time period, if the Democrats got real serious right now, if they turned on a...